Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay. Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. This is Friday, Loose Friday. We're going to get to the news a little bit in about 2 minutes. We're going to talk about something that people don't talk about. I think we all have them. I think some of us are ashamed of them. Some of us are take pride in them. Some of us take a shot and make it come to fruition, which I don't know. I would think 70% of it will be, you're wrong. It didn't work. We're going to talk about sex fetishes and kinks. Now, a lot of you people are Christians, and I guess if you consider yourself, if you believe in Christ, you're a Christian. So that kind of makes me a Christian. And there's some rituals. If you really think about it, there are some rituals that every church has, whether it's taking in the body of Christ and drinking the blood, or whether it's Mormons with their special panties, magic panties, and we can go on and on. So some people can call that as a fetish, but we're going to explore that today. The name of the show today? Sex fetishes and kinks in my normal, the dark side. And we'll see what happens. We all have that dark side that turns us on, and we don't talk about it because even the person who has them thinks they're weird. So we're going to give it a shot, and we're going to talk about that. Today's Friday, everybody. We have Hurricane Hillary is coming through California, the West Coast. So we're bracing for Hurricane Hillary. And the other tornado, Blowhard Trump, will be passing through. And you know what that tornado is. It's just blows everything up and leaves disaster in its path. That's what it is. That's what it is. It is what it is. If you'd like to come in the studio, here we go. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. My energy's low. You know how to reach us this Friday, so what the hell? What the hell? The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number. They'll get you in studio. I'd like to hear your fetish. I'd like to hear your kinky wants, and if you tried it and did, how did it turn out? That's what I want to hear. But when we come back, we'll allow people to come back in the studio. Come in the studio and talk about it. Until then, we're going to get to the news and see what's happening, as Al Roker says, in your neck of the woods. And then we'll get to our main topic. Again, I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. That's who I am. That's what they tell me. And that's what's on my license. You earthlings, and then there are people who know me, I'm not from this planet. I'm here to observe you humans. In my other planet, I'm recognized as one of the coolest dudes around. Chicks everywhere. We don't call them chicks. We call them beep, beep, boop, boop. And it's hard to pronounce that and spell that out. In English, there's only one person I do know that knows the language, and that's Laverne. We have visited her, and we have welcomed her to our planet. In fact, we made a statue of Laverne if you visit our planet. Some of you guys might notice that now your military has spotted our spaceships, and you kept us hidden for a while. We're not here to disrupt you and destroy your life. We're just here to kidnap you and experiment sexually on you. That's all. Sometimes the experiment goes wrong and you get a person look like, you know, Don Jr. So we stopped doing that experiment on people from the other planet. It doesn't come out okay. Or even worse, Eric Trump. That went horribly wrong. All right, so that's the number. If you'd like to come in the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. Just take the name of the topic today, sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? The dark side. This is Friday, everybody. It's 67 degrees in California. And I think the high is going to be me. Traffic is very nice. If you're in Virginia, it should be, if you leave right now, it's light traffic. You should get to California, let's say, in 4 days. Happy trails. All right. We'll be right back with our main topic, sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? The dark side. We'll be right back with the news. Good Friday, everybody.
Do 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 do. got it.
Welcome to the show. I was trying to get my coffee, but the music stopped. But you know what? Sometimes in the universe, like I said, I am an alien. I have exposed myself to you humans, and I write a report. I've been on your planet for a while now, and I'm very disappointed in you. I wrote letters to my alien friends across the universe and let them know that Donald Trump is running for president again. Even though they don't understand our human species and how we think, they're very disappointed in us too. They're never coming to visit again. They found there is no intelligent life form on Earth. Thank you. We have a very special, I see her. She's in the studio today. Then our topic today is sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? The dark side. It's a spiritual thing, and that's why we bring in our spiritual expert, Ms. Pat Oberlin. She has traveled the universe and other spiritual beings and realms. She even met Gandalf.
Gandalf.
And he was very impressed by her. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, and it's your spiritual awakening wizard. What do they call a female? They don't call her a wizard. Do they call her a witch? What do they call a wizard, a female wizard?
I imagine females can be wizards.
I think so.
But male witches are called warlocks.
Yes. Well, this is King Arthur. You heard of King Arthur and Merlin, the magician. Well, this is Merlin's side piece right here. When Merlin wants to have a booty call, he spiritually calls Pat Oberlin. Pat's running. That's right. That's right, baby. That's right.
Because we're both whales.
Yes, you are. Yeah, Pat knows how to put that sword in the rock. That's it, baby. All right, without further ado, I want to introduce you to one of our special regulars. We don't call them regulars. We call them friends. That's what we call them. We call them friends. Pat's a special friend. That's what she is. She started off as a wizard, but she became a friend. She started off with reading me tarot cards, and she realizes that she doesn't want to get depressed anymore, so she doesn't read me anymore. Who knew? Pat Oberlin, everybody. There she is. Look at this. Yeah, the crowd's here. Patty. And don't forget to go to Pat's new bakery called Patty Cakes. Best cakes in town.
Where'd you make that one up?
I know. I could do stand-up for everyone if you're in the audience. I mean, you are the perfect audience person, a person to do stand-up. Pat, how are you, darling? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
You good? Uh-oh, you sounded like you're tired. Did you sleep well?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
So I'm holding my eyelids open for you.
I know you are. And that's what happens when you get older. When a woman says, I'm holding my eyes open for you instead of the legs, That's when you're a super villain. There he is. Bum-a-dum. There you go. That's a good audience member. Yeah. I'm holding my eyes open for you.
So Matt, three positions, eh?
Well, Pat, you know, before you go, because you're going to probably fall asleep on us, tell people about your business, because it's also Small Business Friday. If you do have a small business out there, even though we have our own topics today, sex, fetishes, and kinks, am I normal, the dark side, people do come in once in a while and talk about their business. And if you do that, it's a postcard. Name of your business, where you're located, where you're from, and how people get a hold of you, and what's your products. And then get the fuck out. I mean, hell out. Hanging around.
Well, my business is called Pat Psychic Readings. And you get in touch with me through Spiritual Niagara, which is going to be Spiritual Canada by October.
Okay.
So it gives you details how to reach me.
There you go. And she's worth it. She's worth the read, baby. She's worth the read. She really is. We're going to get to our main topic. Our main topic is, again, it's Friday, everybody, sex fetishes and kinks, am I normal, the dark side. And before we get to our main topic, getting other people a chance to get in, getting Pat a chance to put on her magic panties, which she does. Sometimes she's very unique. And you should see what's going on there. All right, here we go. We're going to do the news. Pat's going to do the news with me. Pat, people are wondering about Maui. What's going on with Maui? What do you think about that?
Wow, that's just sad.
It is. Sad. I mean, I don't think I've been to Honolulu. I've never been to Maui, but I heard Maui was just beautiful. And I just lost Maui. I don't know what's going on with my stream. Yeah, it is really bad. I'm hoping there's some news in here with Maui because I mentioned it and I saw it. But it is sad what's going on.
It's terrible for the people and the losses they had. But the island will come back. You know, fires really cause growth after they go through.
You found the right model. You think so? Yeah, but takes so long. I mean, it's such a beautiful island with trees.
It only takes 15 years. It'll look like that pretty well.
Yeah, we won't see. We won't be around. And if we are, it's like we're blind and we have a dog. Tell us about it, puppy. Woof, woof, woof. Oh, that beautiful.
Well, I hope I'm still doing okay in 15.
You will. You'll still be on another talk show. You're going to say, I remember Brian. It'll be my kid will be doing a show. Pat! I remember. And
you don't have
your
a
father.
Kid.
I'll get one. How dare you? What is this little kid? What is this little boy doing in my home then? No. He's not my kid. All right, well, Pat's going to go over the news with me today because these are the things that are happening. We'll keep her awake. Here we go. You know, I don't know. Here's the story. This guy, he killed four people, Chu University, and I think this is the one that killed those kids in that little house or Airbnb, and they hunted them down. They couldn't find them. I think this is him, and they finally got him. Here's the guy. He's in here's the news on him. It says, Idaho College murders. The suspect, he's due in court. And here we go. You know, it's great to start off on a Friday with murders. Murder, 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 murder. That word murder, it sounds English, doesn't it? By Jove, I think it's murder. It sounds so English, murder. And, you know, and you could even, you know, with French and in Britain language, nothing sounds bad. It's like, oh, Inspector,
it's
I look like I said, it's the accent, right? I think it's murder. Well, Governor, I think you're right. We must solve this murder. Well, here we go. Here's the story of the murder.
Accused of killing four University of Idaho students. What happens today could change the entire case as Brian Koberger's attorneys try to cast doubt on the DNA evidence against him. Kaya Whitworth has the latest. Suspected murderer Brian Koberger, accused of killing four University of Idaho students at an off-campus home last fall, is heading back to court.
All right. Thank you very much.
The pivotal hearing, largely expected to focus on the DNA that prosecutors say tie Koberger to the crime. The state claims DNA from his cheek swab is a statistical match to DNA found on the knife sheath discovered underneath victim Madison Mogan.
Wow.
But the defense, trying to cast doubt, pushing the state to disclose the materials used during their genetic genealogy investigation, and pointing out three other male DNA profiles were also found at the scene as they add yet another genealogist to their team.
Wow. One of the main legs of this prosecution is the DNA of Brian Koberger that was discovered inside the house. If you can take that out, the prosecution can't stand. That's why the defense is looking for any morsel of information that they can use to undermine the DNA that is undoubtedly going to be used in the prosecution of Mr. Koberger.
Police zeroed in on Koberger using DNA, cell phone data, and a white Hyundai Elantra spotted near the crime scene, similar to Koberger's car. Earlier this month, Koberger's attorney attempting to explain their client's whereabouts during the murder, saying Mr. Koberger has long had a habit of going for drives alone.
Yeah.
Often, he would go for drives at night.
Really?
And while the motions pile up, the families are waiting for justice.
The most important motion for coming from the family is the scheduling order. I think that all of the other motions have some looseness to them, but I think the scheduling order really sets the guidelines for the time frame on how things happen during the trial.
And Kayna Whitworth joins us now from outside that courthouse in Moscow, Idaho. Kayna, there are a number of motions in this case holding up the start of the trial. So how much longer until this trial actually begins?
Yeah. How much longer? Murder.
Right, Dan, it's been a pretty contentious legal battle already, but it is still, as of now, slated to start early October. But in all these motions, we're starting to see Brian Koberger's defense team really putting blame on the prosecution for sort of delaying things here, and specifically not handing over discovery they've requested, things like information on the state's genetic genealogy investigation. And twice over the summer, Koberger's team requested the case be paused, alleging an apparent failure in the grand jury process, which the prosecution responded to in a late filing yesterday. And then earlier this month, Koberger offering an alibi, claiming he was in his car when the murders took place, his attorney saying he has this long habit of going for drives, but not going so far as to claim he was at a specific location at a specific time. And, you know, all of these things, in addition to scheduling, will be discussed in the hearing today. And, Diane, it's that scheduling component that is so important to the victims' families.
Understood. So who can we expect to see in court today, Kayna? Will the victims' families be there?
Right, so Dan, I'm sure you remember that at the very beginning of this, we heard from Kaylee Gonzalez's parents, Christy and Steve. They said, we will have a family member in court every time he is there. We want him to know that we're there, and they have not failed yet. I know that Christy and Steve will be in court today, along with several other family members. And those who can't attend in person, Diane, are able to attend via Zoom.
Wow. All right, Kayna Whitworth in Moscow, Idaho. Kayna, thank you.
These are very attractive college students. These are things that Scream and other horror films make. You know damn well somebody's going to approach them, the family members, and see if they can get the story, because they're very attractive people. And people go to the movies to see if attractive people get sliced up. It's just how horror films are. You know, you don't see killers go after fat, ugly people, because they don't run fast, and it would be over and nobody cares. It's like, oh, look at this one with the pimples. Oh, boy, this diabetic bitch. Oh, boy, I don't know. Maybe there's nobody else around. Maybe I'll just commit murder. Murder. And you know, the guy, his attorney, you know, I don't understand them delaying the court thing, because if I'm in an orange jumpsuit, I want to get the hell out of there fast as I can if I'm innocent. I mean, I don't know why you want to keep delaying and delaying. If you keep delaying, you're only guilty. And you're, meanwhile, you're being in jail. And I could imagine them going in front of the judge. It's like if I was a defense attorney, Your Honor, yes, Mr. Jackson, my client here requested delay. Well, what's the delay now? Well, we haven't fully turned over all the evidence. So we need a couple of years to gather it up, a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, my client's going to go, well, yes. Does your client have a say-so? Yes, I would like a couple of years of delay. And he goes, oh, you found my knife. I was looking all over for it, the one with the bloodstains. Can I have it, please? Your Honor, we may need 3 years so I can talk to my client. That should be not mentioned in court. Your Honor. Yeah. There's nothing wrong driving along at nighttime by yourself. I do it. I'm driving along, and I like to happen to drive at night. Night is nice. It's darkness, and I can hear the wolves howl. Ooh, I'm driving through the forest. Did I mention I'm not from this planet? I am here to observe you. So I don't have your traditional car. You cannot see me drive. I have a magic car. I can travel through time. I can travel through souls. Yes, I can. I am the soul traveler. Murder. Right, Pat? You know, Pat,
yeah.
We're gonna get right back to the news because I don't want you to fall asleep. You know, here's the Maui story. You know, it's sad. And when I think of Maui, and I think Pat joins me, you know, when we think of Maui, we think of Maui Waui, the magic herb. Herb of Maui.
Yeah, but I really, you know, more than anything, I feel bad for those people.
Yeah. I do, too. I have that. It would be my worst nightmare. It's on an island when there's a fire and you have to jump in the water to save yourself. Oh, my God. I mean, because there's nowhere else you can go. It's an island. But here's the latest story. You got people searching for their dead resident. I got to play it. This is coming to you from ABC News. Here we go, Maui.
The head of Maui's emergency management agency suddenly resigned after facing criticism.
Wow.
You blame him?
What a dumb shit. He resigned for facing criticism? What's going on there? How do you resign from helping people? Oh, that's why we have the news.
Mm-hmm. When you're the sacrificial goat, it's not always fun.
I know, right? That poor goat. It's tough to be a goat. I mean, can you imagine if you're a baby goat and your mom goat says, you know what, you're going to grow up to be a sacrifice. Thank you, Mommy. Mm-hmm. Not good.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, of course I know what you mean, you sleepy, sexy lady. Sleepy lady.
Yeah, sorry I'm tired. Sorry I'm
no,
tired.
No, it's okay. You got that drunk voice that I'm familiar to with women who used to only go out with me after 8 drinks. You look attracted to me now, Brian. I'll take you home. All right, here we go. Maui story.
After facing hundreds of people are still unaccounted for right now, and Whit Johnson is live on Maui.
Johnson is there. You know it's serious with Johnson there. That's right. And hundreds of people who are not yet identified. Let's see what Johnson has. I hear Johnson's a good guy. In fact, he's so good they named him, he has another name, Johnson & Johnson. Very well popular guy. You know what I mean? So good that they did it twice.
Yeah.
Yummy. Look at Pat. I'm going to tell Pat a bedtime story. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You know what I mean? It's like little Goldilocks in the hood. That's what's happening here. It's about a little white girl with a cape, and she was selling cookies, the Girl Scout cookies, and she decided to go to the hood because she wanted to take the business to the people in the hood. And it's a nice story until she got into Inglewood. We don't go for that far, la, 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 la kind of shit. She ran into something like some rat. Murder. A little white girl selling her cookies in the hood. Not good. It's not a happy ending unless you use your hand. I'm sorry. It's Friday. You'll get it. Wait, I'm waiting for Pat to get it. You get it? Happy ending.
I did get it, but I was drinking coffee, and I didn't want to spray it across the room. So.
Okay. That was my only hand job joke in the whole year, but okay, fine. All right. There it is. Murder. And here it is. People are missing in Maui Wowie.
How many?
Good morning, Wes.
Rebecca, good morning. Despite the soaring death toll, only a small number of families have been officially notified about the death of a loved one. But FEMA officials tell us they are still building up the resources inside that containment zone in an effort to speed up the delicate process of recovering those lost in the fire. This morning, new video of Lahaina up in flames as two captains rushed in to help with water rescues. And overnight, the head of Maui's emergency management agency, Herman Ndaya, suddenly resigning, citing health reasons. This comes after he faced mounting questions regarding his decision not to sound the siren system, saying the protocol is to use sirens only during tsunami warnings and not during fires.
The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone Mauka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
While the official cause of the disaster has yet to be determined, Hawaii's Governor Josh Green ordering the Attorney General to review critical decision-making policies and the actions taken. Official reports now confirming that at least 58% of the affected area has been surveyed. The death toll at least 111. The number of search dogs doubling from 20 to 40 to help speed up the daunting recovery effort.
What makes this search so much different from other disasters?
This fire was moving like a freight train. People could not drive fast enough to outrun it, much less run fast enough. They sought shelter anywhere they could.
And day after day, incredible stories surfacing from the ashes.
I've lost my son, so I start fighting the fire, and I think my son's dead, so I'm like crying and fighting the fire at the same time.
Randy Cordemach telling us he saved two apartment complexes while standing on two broken feet.
I knew that my feet were in bad shape, but I didn't have time to worry about myself. I go, I can do something. I can help these people. I can put out these fires. I know I can.
Then, after waiting three long days, reunited at last.
I hear, Dad! I look over. Christian! He comes running to me. We just gave each other a big hug. And when I saw him and knew, found out that he was alive, it was like, thank you, Jesus. I love you so much.
And we've just heard so many stories like that. The emotion's still raw. FEMA is urging people impacted by these fires to register for disaster assistance so they can have access to money and resources. Already more than 1,600 households have been approved, but thousands more are still in need. Michael?
Yeah, a lot of need there, Whit. And it's glad to see the father and son reunited. Thank you for bringing that to us.
What a weird father. What a weird father.
I didn't have time to think about my son. Daddy, son. Daddy, I'm so sorry I did a joint. Just started to eat fires. But there you go. Oh, hello, kitty. Hello, kitty. Hello, doggy. It's nice that you're with me, even when it's foggy. My kitty likes
you. His name is Fred.
Fred?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if I can do it. Hello, Fred. Hello, Mother. I woke up from my bed
Won't you pet me? I'll roll in my belly. You put your hands on me and I make me feel like jelly.
Did you?
I sure did on the whim. I'm a talented boy. Fred. Hello, Fred. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
I gotta tell you, I did not do that. I did not scratch the couch. I did not pee on the floor. But if you love me, if you love me, I love you more.
No, he's good. He doesn't do accidents or anything.
Oh, he doesn't. Is he a spiritual cat? Does he see ghosts?
I think so. He stares into places sometimes. I feel vibes from. This place is fairly haunted. So
I can see Fred going in there. I like it when mommy vapes. I just stand in a corner and lick my balls.
No, he likes it when I vape because the door's open all the time, the back door, so he can get out and go in the yard.
You heard it here first, inclusive news. When Pat vapes, her back door is open. There you go.
I'm sitting there too.
Yes. Hello, Fred. Hello, Brian. Come to my show. I'm really trying. But anyway, 217 is in the studio. I think that's Joshua. Should we let Joshua in? I know Joshua.
I don't know, man.
You don't know, it's Friday. Let me drink my coffee. Joshua's a nuclear ball of energy. Good morning, Joshua. 217, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hey, Brian, I don't know if you knew that people could hear you say about the mic before you open the microphone. No, I'm just messing with you. No, a nuclear bomb? Oh, come on,
buddy.
I'm at least atomic.
You're atomic. Now, when you come in the studio, everybody do the nuclear wave. There's a nuclear wave. That's a Josh.
The nuclear, okay, the nuclear wave folding backwards and then just not existing anymore. Is that?
Well, Josh, it's Friday.
Somebody's at my door.
All right. Make sure you look through the Pico because there's murder going on. There's murder.
It's okay. She's in Canada. It's probably the government.
So, Josh, what are your plans for the weekend? What are you going to be doing?
This weekend?
Okay.
I am about to take a weed whacker to a large portion of my yard.
Ah. So you're going
to
be whacking it
this weekend. I'm about to have an abusive relationship with these plants.
Yes. That's the way to do it, buddy. Spank their asses and tear them up from their roots. That's how I do it.
Oh, no, I was just
going to,
like, decapitate them and whatnot.
Mm.
You know?
Even
French
better.
French style.
Yeah, don't Canadian make them movies. Suffer. French style. We do not capitate. Well, there
okay,
was that
you
Marie
do sound like
that.
A French chef. You don't sound like a dictator. That's not the same thing.
That little Marie Antoinette. Oh, that's the last time we did that. Oh, that didn't work well for us. All right, Josh.
Okay.
Oh, it's Friday.
That was, okay,
Josh,
you understand that you made that way weirder than I did.
I know. I did. Well, you know our subject today, Josh, is sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? The dark side. First, we've got to get through the news because these are things that are happening around your area or people's area. And then we'll get to our main topic, sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? Da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. Here we go.
You're
so,
the
you
one.
Know,
you're the one asking the question, though, right?
I asked it all the time. I talk to myself. Am I normal? But it turns me on. Ooh.
Yeah, I know that. There's a two-part thing here. There's the topic, and then there's the question at the end of it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah, but it's
to
not
the
a rhetorical.
Question
I should have done a rhetorical. I should have done it in a rhetorical question form and not as a question. That would have
been
better.
You should have put a semicolon.
Yeah. I'm not a homosexual. I don't mess with colons. I'm a heterosexual man. I'm not gay. You leave.
Is that how,
I deal
is
with
that
periods.
Really the way that you go to sleep at night? You're like,
yes,
oh,
I deal
not
with,
even a little bit
I deal
of a colon.
With periods. I
not
deal
even
with
a
periods,
semicolon.
Josh.
I won't even use a semicolon in my language.
You put a semicolon. What is that? All right, but so, how me with the news. You know, Josh, I know you're in Chicago. You're in Illinois. I don't know if you're in Chicago or not, but you're in Illinois.
I'm not in Illinois
and,
right now.
You're not? Okay. Where are you at right now?
St. Joseph, Missouri.
Oh, are you? Mm. Never been. Hillary... let's see. There's a message for missing. Okay, Hillary's coming to the West Coast. I don't know why. I don't know why Hillary.
Because
oh,
you deserve it.
No, it's not Hillary Clinton. It's the Hurricane Hillary is coming. Hurricane Hillary.
Yeah, I know. Same thing. Same thing.
Jesus. So we've been here in the West Coast. We've been experiencing weird weather, hot, cold. We haven't had rain in about maybe 3 months, and so Hillary's going to bring it to us. She's going to bring it, and everybody's bracing themselves for Hillary, the Hurricane Hillary.
On the West Coast,
You know what was really funny to me was when they finally had a little bit of snowfall in Atlanta, and they had to, like, shut down all the interstates because the roads weren't built for that. And also,
you
people down south don't know how to drive in weather.
Well, you people in California don't know how to drive in it either. We don't. I'll give you one further. If it rains in California, it freaks everybody the fuck out. We don't drive. We don't know how to drive in the rain. And it doesn't. We're not talking pouring down rain like thunder clouds. We're talking a little dewy, little sprinkle. If we get a little sprinkle on our windshield, it's like fuck, lock it down. That's how it is.
No, I have to go home. I can't. Yeah, you call into work. No, there was rain on my windshield. I can't. You know, I'm not emotionally available to show up to work today. A little bit of rain.
And those are the police officers.
I'm not driving in this bitch.
I know, everybody. No, that's a coverall.
I just hate it when it gets so bad that you can't see where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, when it rains so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was
that's
coming
when you turn
up
your
the highway
on.
Last month, and I couldn't see where I was going.
That's when you turn your fog lights on. You do the sign of the cross, and you go to work.
Well, I kept driving.
I was waiting.
You know
I was waiting. I was like, she's going to hear that eventually.
Yeah. You know what I would do, Pat, if I was a chick? If it got so foggy like that, at that point, I whip off my top, and I drive topless. Nobody can see. And I'm driving topless down the road.
You know, it was made legal here in the 90s to go topless.
Yeah, New York.
Nobody does it.
Yeah, New York too. New York, people can go topless, but who would do it? In the subways
well,
and everything, but who?
Not smart people. That's why they did that in New York and Canada.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I'm not.
Is that
okay.
It again?
You know what? We have our relationship. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what Satan said to Josh. That's exactly
yeah,
what the
I'm
devil
just
said.
Thinking
oh, okay,
that.
Well,
okay,
first of all, Pat, I love you, lady. Brian, come on, Brian.
Yeah. I understand.
Do better, Brian.
I can't. This is the best I can do. Keep the bar low.
He
that's
tried
what
so
I
hard.
Say.
He just says he's incapable of doing better.
No, keep the bar low and let people congratulate you doing normal things. That's what I like. Hey, Brian didn't cuss today. Way to go, Brian. I keep the bar low. Oh, Brian didn't run over any animals today. Good
no,
job.
No. Normally people keep a bar with other people to like they can lean backwards and walk under it. You keep the bar low enough that people can hop over it.
I do.
No way.
I do. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Pat. Keep it low.
All right, here,
no,
here we
no.
go. Yeah. I keeping the bar high is just too much pressure on everyone. The people who are expecting you to do better, the people who want you to do better, and even you who feel like you should do better, it's just too much depression all around. Keep it low, and that way you get applauded and it's more positive for normal stuff that people do.
Are you ready for the normal response, the normal, like, take on that? Is that
sure.
You should build yourself up to actually live up to that bar being high?
Yeah, well, I have a high bar. High bar.
Do you have a high bar?
I know. That's
yeah.
why
well, so
people don't go to Pat and they're like, oh, they see a bar directly in front of them. They lean back if it's possible. But Brian, I'm over there like I'm in Vietnam stepping over something, you know?
Wow.
I'm just messing with you, buddy.
Well, you know, I heard about Pat's bar. Her bar is so high that she has to bring her ladder up there just to order a drink. That's what she does. These are the jokes you're getting. These are the jokes you're getting for free. That's it. I'm not saying they're good, but this is what you're getting. Going back to news, do you guys remember that story about this this white woman calling the cops on this black girl because she was selling water? She was selling her water to go to Disneyland. Yeah, I wonder what the follow-up. This is 5 years ago. It was recent. He was talking about another story. But anyway, this black girl, this little black girl, beautiful girl, ebony girl, beautiful, was selling water so she can go to Disneyland. So this wife, well, here's a story. Here's a story. I'll let you listen to it.
Yeah, Brian, right. Please say this story 3 times in a row so that we better understand it. Please go.
Yeah, I will. Well, for the hearing impaired, I have to say it 5 times.
Well, is she ebony or
this
is she
woman...
Blind?
I can't get to... Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the video. Oh, my God. I didn't get the video. Well, anyway, I wonder whatever happened to... Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is right here. Let's go to the tape. There's a commercial right now. And it's racism still going on. There's another thing that just happened recently. But here's a story about Water Girl.
Disneyland. Now her story has exploded into a flood of controversy. That girl was trying to sell bottled water so she could go to Disneyland. Now her story has exploded into a flood of controversy. That video of her neighbor calling the police now viewed more than 1 million times.
Cold water, $2 only.
This morning, 8-year-old Jordan Rogers is an internet sensation for selling bottled water on the street in front of her house.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water.
This woman is Allison Edel. This morning, she's a social media villain for calling the cops on her young neighbor.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
We don't know what happened leading up to this video being shot. Edel, being called Permit Patty online, says she was working at home upstairs. Jordan's sales pitch loud and nonstop.
I tried to be polite, but I was stern.
You were stern.
I said, please, I'm trying to work. You're screaming. You're yelling. And people have open windows. It's a hot day. Can you please keep...
Yeah. That's what happens with little black girls who are trying to work. They're screaming. They're yelling. Other people are trying to work. Even though she's working,
the
black girl's working.
What the fuck?
I know. And what about that little black girl who is working, too? Lady, shut up.
She's out there in the heat.
All right. You put that up. You didn't even pitch that on her hand. That's on the people. A child is learning to be an entrepreneur by trying to find a way to make money.
Right.
Don't be a dick. It's so simple.
Yeah. Can we put this as a... Okay, now, I'm telling you this story. Her story is that her window's open, and she's hearing this woman, or this girl, scream, as she calls it. She can't get work done. Now the girl happens to be black. She's white.
is this going to turn into a racial thing, or did we go a little bit above the line to call it a racial thing? I mean, is there any racial slurs going on here? What's the deal? I mean, can
it
just
be
that the woman's a bitch?
Are you insinuating that's a racial thing, or are you talking about
the news is just bored
and doesn't appreciate
the importance of
young kids learning entrepreneurial skills?
Right. But the news is insinuating. You know, the title's insinuating it. Woman who called police on black girl selling water. That's the title. Why couldn't it be woman who called police on girl selling water? But women who call police on black girl selling water to go to Disneyland is more of a headline thing. It's more of a you must see
of
this
course.
Video thing.
Was
it's
it a
more
racial
of a push?
Did anybody actually confirm whether or not that was like a racial thing?
That's right.
Is
that's
what
I'm asking.
Said, and then you're just like, I know.
No.
If I see a kid selling like lemonade on the side of the road, I go out of my way to pull over. I'm not even thirsty. That's a kid learning entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice of you, Josh. I go over there to rob him. He's with his little feet. He can't catch me.
You are so easy to catch.
You can't catch me with my gippy leg. You'll never catch me, you little kid. All right. Well, I want you to listen closely. See if you can put the racism with this story. Seriously.
I don't. Yeah, no. Obviously, if the lady is doing it for reasons because, you know, we don't have a fair study, but we don't know anything about the case other than it was reported.
Right.
If a little white girl was doing the same thing, would she have done the same thing if she was annoyed by noise while she was doing it for being a stay-at-home mom?
That's what I'm asking.
A wine mom.
Well, here's a story. See if we can figure it out. Here it goes.
Selling bottled water on the street in front of her house.
Come in, Fred.
This woman, a little girl, sells some water. This woman is Allison Adel.
Can you come in?
This morning, she's a social media villain for calling the cops on her young neighbor.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
We don't know what happened leading up to this video being shot. Adel, being called Permit Patty online, says she was working at home upstairs. Jordan's sales pitch loud and nonstop.
I tried to be polite, but I was stern. And I said, please, I'm trying to work. You're screaming. You're yelling. And people have open windows. It's a hot day. Can you please keep it down?
Adel says she never confronted Jordan. Just her mother, Erin Austin, took this video.
She calling police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Austin tells a different story.
She never asked us to be quiet. Mm. She just came out and directly demanded to see a permit to sell water from an 8-year-old.
Saturday Night Live cast member Cecily Strong parodied the incident with her own video.
This woman is calling the police on the flowers for drinking the water.
Okay, illegally drinking my water.
Some on social media say they're reminded of a similar incident in Oakland 2 months ago. A woman dubbed Barbecue Becky called police to report an African-American man grilling in an area where it wasn't allowed.
Uh-oh. Very suspicious that you got black people barbecuing. That's going to be called for the cops. If you see black people barbecuing, call 911. That's suspicious.
No, people are ridiculous at all times. I don't know if that's news to you. There have been people calling, they saw smoke and they're vegan, and they call the police on somebody having a barbecue next door. Okay. We should talk about
serious?
The water thing, not the...
Wow. Wow. Well, we went past there, but let's talk about the water thing, and it's ended. In fact, sometimes I'll read the comments of America. Oops, that's not what I want here. I think I just fucked up.
No, I don't
okay.
really care either way. I'm not involved in either way.
It's how
really
society is now. I mean, if... we got one more news story, and then we'll get to our main story. Let's see. We have police charge narrative in Philadelphia officer involving shooting.
investigation into threats against Baltimore officials after Trump indictment. Okay, let's go with that. Here we go. Another death threat because of Donald Trump. Now, can you blame Trump on this? I don't know. But there's another threat going on here. In the old days, they used to investigate that shit and lock your ass up. Now they don't. They can't do that shit. Here we go. Here's the story.
The latest on the alleged threats against officials in Georgia. After former President Trump was indicted there last week, ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursi is here with the latest. Good morning, Aaron.
Eva, good morning to you. The racketeering indictment against former President Trump included the names of the Georgia grand jurors who voted it up. And now their personal information is being shared online. The Fulton County Sheriff says he's working to track down the origin of threats.
Can you imagine sharing your information, the grand jury sharing their names and their address of where they live, and they're threatening, saying you better quit Trump? And they're sharing their addresses and everything online? There should be a law against that, I would imagine. Wow.
It's against them. The FBI is investigating violent threats against officials in Fulton County, where Trump and his 18 co-defendants now have 1 week to surrender. Last week, a Texas woman was arrested over threats to kill the judge assigned to Trump's federal case in Washington, D.C. Trump himself has used social media to attack judges and prosecutors and witnesses involved in all four of his criminal prosecutions. Law enforcement officials tell ABC News they are worried the nation's overheated politics could generate violence. But so far, in Fulton County at least, the sheriff's department says none of the threats is credible. The sheriff, though, saying we take this matter very seriously. He's pledging Michael to respond quickly to make sure people carrying out their civic duty remain safe. Michael.
All right, Aaron Katursi, thank you. Back to you, Michael.
Stay.
Wow.
There was this thing happened before.
You know it? Yeah. In a southern town. You know what I mean? It happened before.
The Andy No case?
Uh-huh. Andy No case.
Where the defense attorney literally walked up to the panel.
I'm listening. Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, that was it. Okay.
No. The defense. It must have been the defense attorney. They literally walked up to. What the hell is that called?
Have you been drinking, Josh? You sound like you've been. Did you break into Pat's wheat mill again and sniffing her stuff, her little wheat still? Pat, is your weed gone?
No.
Your little footsteps.
Well, it's used up, but, you know, that was me.
That was you. Gotcha. Well, there was a story like that in Georgia. Now they're getting threats of people in Georgia and everything. And I remember another murder in Georgia that was not solved. And it was told by Reba. Listen to this story. It was told by her.
My editor said you had some new facts in the old Brody murder case.
Sit down, young man.
He said, "Hi, what's the
wind blow? This is my Raymond.
Who's that?
Terrible woman. I told Raymond she was no good. But he wouldn't. I had no idea, though, that my fiance was back in Georgia.
Another problem in Georgia. Murder. Let's check in with, oh, she left. Pat just fell. Pat was tired. Pat left. She left the building. Pat never leaves. She must have just fell asleep. Josh, I don't know about, it's me and you. It's a Friday, and I don't think you're interested in sex fetishes and kinks. It's a good topic. I'm going to go ahead with it anyway because I'm tired of talking about... Oh, Pat's back. Pat's back. Hello, Patty Cakes.
Hi, sorry. I had to make a phone call and cancel an appointment. So.
Murder.
Okay. So what happened to our subject today?
Huh?
We're
doing it
to
now.
The subject today?
We're doing
oh,
it right
are?
Now. Yeah.
I can't do the thing I was going to do.
What were you going to do? Go ahead. Go ahead. Do your bit. Do your bit, Josh. Go ahead.
Come on, man. No. I know some of us are Canadian.
Yes. Some of us are. Eh?
No, the rest of us are Americans, and you probably have some people in Europe and whatnot. When a defense attorney walks up to a jury and says that I agree with them and I will remember your faces. That happened in Portland, Oregon, like last week or 2 weeks ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously jury intimidation.
Wow.
And that should have been
thrown
out,
is.
But it wasn't.
I agree with you. That was.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we used to have a law years ago. If you intimidate a jury or whatever, or death threats or whatever, the FBI was at your door before you get hit sin. I don't know what's happening with this country anymore. Maybe there's too many of them. They can't cover it. But, yeah.
Are you doing your arm circles there, buddy?
I am. I got to get these.
That's all I'm at. Yeah. You're right up there.
Little flaps on my arm. And
just do arm circles. I promise you will probably burn a calorie over a lengthy period of time.
Just a second. I know. Hold on. I'm gonna play one last thing right here. This is an ex-wife who killed a Microsoft executive. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this story, then we're going to end the murder and go with our topic. Check this out.
Execution style with his young daughter in the backseat of his car. His ex-wife is now charged with his murder. Trevor Ault has the latest. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Eve. I mean, this is undoubtedly a horrific murder, and the person who pulled the trigger has already confessed, but authorities have stressed from the beginning that this gunman did not act alone, and now police say Shanna Gardner and her second husband were responsible for the plot to kill her ex.
This morning, a shocking twist in the brutal murder of 33-year-old Microsoft executive and father of four, Jared Bridegain. Authorities charging his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner, with conspiring to have him killed.
Shanna Gardner's indictment acknowledges her central and key role in the cold, calculated, and premeditated murder of Jared Bridegain.
Investigators described the murder last February in Jacksonville Beach as an ambush, saying after Jared dropped off two of his children at his ex-wife's house, this tire blocked the road on his way home. And when Jared got out of the car, he was gunned down in cold blood with his two-year-old daughter watching from the car seat. This January, authorities arrested Henry Tennant, saying he pulled the trigger, but emphasized they believe he did not act alone. Tennant has since pleaded guilty and is cooperating with the investigation. And in March, authorities arrested Mario Fernandez Saldana, Tennant's former landlord and Shanna Gardner's second husband. In his arrest warrant, officials claim the investigation into Jared Bridegain's background revealed a highly acrimonious divorce from his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner, and a contentious relationship with both Gardner and Fernandez Saldana. Now Shanna Gardner is charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy, and solicitation to commit a capital felony.
From very, very early on, everything in my soul and body told me that she was behind it.
Bridegain's widow Kirsten says the search for justice has been excruciating, describing her difficulty explaining these developments to their now 4-year-old daughter Bexley, who watched her father die.
I was able to tell her that who she refers to as the mean mom is going to be in jail.
A lawyer for Shanna Gardner declined our request for comment, but she denied wrongdoing in a July 2022 interview with WJAX.
I did not have anything to do with his murder.
And Shanna Gardner was arrested on the other side of the country in Washington State, where she had reportedly moved with her two children. Officials say they do intend to pursue the death penalty. Guys.
What a case, Trevor. Thank you.
The
Thanks
death
so much
penalty?
For that.
Wow. For who?
With Amazon's back-to-school deal, you can save money by spending less of it.
Makes sense.
Huh? I see what you did there.
We can go to commercial because I'm out of breath. We'll be right back. More news.
The urgent water warning in the Northeast after the death of three people from a rare bacterial infection in New York and Connecticut. Our Stephanie Ramos is on Orchard Beach, New York, with the details for it this morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
Michael, good morning. Health officials are warning about this flesh-eating bacteria found in seawater. And as you mentioned, a few people have already died from this. Three people in Connecticut, one from New York, and investigators are still trying to determine how they were infected. This bacteria, known as Fibrio vulnificus, is found in raw shellfish and seawater. Fibriosis can be very dangerous, but life-threatening infections from this specific bacteria are rare. The CDC estimates 1 in 5 people who are infected will die. They recommend people with open wounds avoid swimming in warm seawater, and people with compromised immune systems be very careful eating or handling raw seafood.
What?
Symptoms of fibriosis include GI upset.
Are you kidding me? People are dying?
For real? Yeah.
From a rare bacteria infection in New York?
Can you
wow.
imagine it getting
they said
into
three.
Your insides?
They said three.
if you ate something and it gets inside you?
Yeah, I've had that. I've eaten something.
In that same time frame, three roofers fell off of a roof and died.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Where was that?
No, I don't care. Anywhere. I don't care. No.
You made it up.
No. Somebody walked into traffic at the same rate in probably a lesser time frame. And they got ran over by a car. Stupid is more dangerous than anything they're making up these days.
Hey, Josh, you sound like a gamer to me. Seriously. Are you a gamer? Seriously.
Well, do I play video games?
Yeah. Well, if you have to say video games, then you're not a gamer. You sound like a gamer to me. Yeah, video games.
Okay.
No, you do.
Not really.
Do you play?
I spend like $600 on games to try to keep up with my brother. But no, not really. I don't play that.
Huh. You sound like you would be.
Were you about to suggest I play something?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm addicted to this game. It's Call of Duty World War II. And it's D-Day. Of course, we're the Americans, and we're liberating France and going after Hitler. It's one of the best games.
Because the French are weak people that are embarrassing. What?
But it's history telling. I mean, it takes you through some of the politics of Germany at the time. It was very interesting. I'm addicted to it. Again, World War II, Call of Duty. Going
back
to this,
playing as a Canadian.
That sounded like
Canadian
a plug.
Did a what?
He's sponsored right now.
No, it's not a sponsored thing. What's that, Pat? What's that?
I said you should
That's
be playing
exactly,
as a Canadian.
I'm just
they
saying
did really
you sound
well.
Exactly like somebody that was getting paid to say that. I'm just saying that.
I am not getting paid to say that. I love it. It's the best ever.
Remember
I
Nazi zombies?
They got Nazi zombies, too.
They have it, too? Okay, you know what? Okay, against me, against my will, gun to my head. Okay, I might download that.
You should. I've been sponsored by the Nazi zombies of World War II, Call of Duty. Those are my sponsors.
No,
yes,
they actually have Nazi zombies. I'll be really pissed off.
Yes, they do.
They
got Nazi
really
zombies.
Okay.
They actually do.
Okay.
It's in the game. It's in the game. Yes, Pat, you mentioned something in Canada? What's going on?
I said you should play the Canadian part. They did very well in D-Day.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
They
don't get enough credit,
cold.
Do they?
They don't
know
enough credit at all.
They don't get hardly any credit in any wars. I mean,
I know. No, they do. We credit them
all
the time. If you go to France, like literally a quarter mile away from D-Day, like the actual beach that was breached. No,
right.
There are Canadian flags, American flags, French flags. Yeah, no. God bless Canadian soldiers that went over there with us.
Yes, I understand it, but as far as the movies just and stuff like that, the entertainment where the kids, even books, and history books, I had no idea that Canadians were in World War II and helped us liberate France. I had no idea until Pat just told me. I had no idea.
Go to other places in the world. They immediately think that Canadians are Americans. They can't differentiate.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. I guarantee you they cannot.
Oh, my God. Back to the news. But this is serious. This is so serious, I'm going to play it again. Listen, there's a flesh-eating disease. There's a rare bacteria. How can it be rare if a lot of people are dying? So that's kind of an oxymoron, right?
No,
it's supposed to be rare.
Did you just hear the report?
What
they said three people have died.
Not seen often.
Let me tell you something. When
the pandemic came, when
COVID came on the scene, Ellen was in the studio. She was my executive director. And at that time, they said, do not panic. Only 8 people have it.
I swear to you. And I said, you know, and Ellen was reading the story. I go, geez, this is serious. And I wish I could pull up the thing. I go, this is not serious. 8 people only have it. Come on. Next thing you know, that's what happened. So we're, and how can only 8 people have it when you could contact me, when you could contract it by seafood? There's a controversy going on here.
This isn't Ebola.
Come on, millions of people have died from Ebola.
I know. Are you kidding me? Millions of people have died from Ebola. Ebola is the worst case scenario, and it only happened in Africa.
I want to see how many people died
from Ebola. I can't hear Josh.
I don't know what's going on with Josh's phone today, Josh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone is ridiculous. I actually just came back from another state. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I couldn't hear what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Ebola was like a crazy thing. It was the worst. People are bleeding out of their eyes and their ears. Like, that was an African thing that didn't really travel around the world. And this is a flesh-eating bacteria. And I hope this is not, I swear to God, this next COVID, I'm going to be really angry.
That's what I was saying, Josh. I was right here. I wish I could pull up the thing. When Ellen broke the news and it was only 8 people, they call it COVID. I go, COVID, come on, 8. And look what happened. She goes, you got to take this
serious,
Brian.
Almost everybody survived COVID. They had like a 1% death rate. Yeah, this would be terrible. I hope this does not become the new Ebola, because Ebola has a high death rate.
Right. Exactly. I agree with you.
Yes, sir.
I don't
need agreement. The reality of the situation is that will make you bleed out of your eyes and ears.
Well, you know, like, it hasn't happened before. I've been with a girl who used to bleed between her legs. It didn't upset me.
And this is why you are exactly where you are.
This is why I am who I am.
The thing about you is, that defines you.
I know. I have issues. I mean, here's the story again. This is the story. Look. Listen.
Deaths of 3 people from a rare bacterial infection in New York and Connecticut. Our Stephanie Ramos is on Orchard Beach, New York, with the details for us this morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
Michael, good morning. Health officials are warning about this flesh-eating bacteria found in seawater. And as you mentioned, a few people have already died from this. 3 people in Connecticut, one from New York, and investigators are still trying to determine how they were infected. This bacteria, known as Fibrio vulnificus, is found in raw shellfish and seawater. Fibriosis can be very dangerous, but life-threatening infections from this specific bacteria are rare. The CDC estimates 1 in 5 people who are infected will die. They recommend people with open wounds avoid swimming in warm seawater.
Wow.
And I'm not supposed to say anything sarcastic about that at all.
But if you get it, 1 in 5 die. And if you have an open wound, like, you know, you should be swimming in a seawater. It's very dangerous.
Oh, my God. You're telling me that everybody in the Midwest is completely fine and I don't care about this at all? Yeah, okay.
I'm saying. Now, if you have – but, see, I'm bad in geography, but if one person has it in Connecticut, another person has it in New York, where's the third person?
Right.
Where are they at?
Probably
in
Canada.
Come on. You know you don't report from Canada.
Where's that third person? We can't find him.
Hey, if we're going down, you're going down with us.
Exactly. Where is he? Here we go.
People with compromised immune systems, be very careful eating or handling raw seafood. Symptoms of fibriosis include GI upset, stomach cramps, vomiting, fever, and chills. Now, the bacteria is more common in the summer months, and a recent study shows with ocean temperatures warming, more people may be at risk. Guys,
all right, Stephanie, thank you for that report.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie.
You're talking about feces, handling of feces, okay? Pat, lady, God bless you. Do not be handling feces without gloves.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. We should have PC gloves.
I'm not going to say that's going to save you, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have seen. I know people who handle feces all the time. They're like feces doctors.
Are you talking about
around
farmers?
Feces. Farmers, fertilizer.
Yeah.
Feces.
Yeah.
Feces.
I'm aware of that.
And
yeah, I
know.
Do that too.
I know a couple of friends of mine. You know, they would go on. No, forget it. It's a bad joke. Okay, here we go. Does anybody care about Britney Spears? Anybody care about her and
no.
her divorce? She was only married to the dude 1 year. And you want to know what's in her head. She has to be the most fucked up person
Wait,
on this
husband?
Planet.
Which husband? Which husband?
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. Her latest husband.
Yeah.
I think his name is Dumb Fuck. We'll see what's going on with him.
Yeah, no, that's
a
fair assessment.
That is a fair assessment, isn't it? But she has to be a handful. You know, she's not mentally there. Here's the clue. When your parents take away all your rights to live as a human being because you're not responsible to live your own life, that might be a clue that you are fucked up. I'm just saying. It might be the first clue.
It might
clue.
Be a clue that the parents are fucked up, too.
Could be. Yeah. But then we're going to give the power of attorney to your father who fucked you up.
And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do a thing where, guys, my singing voice is on par, but I'm going to go ahead and not have a musical career because I don't want to put my parents in that situation.
Well, here's the story. Here's the story according to ABC. Here's Britney.
What new court documents reveal about the split? New details about Britney Spears' divorce. And what new court documents reveal about the split from her husband, Sam? Rhiannon Alley is here with the latest. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Good morning to you, Rebecca. There has been no comment yet from Britney Spears, but her now ex, Sam Asghari, who was by her side during the end of her conservatorship, is speaking out, saying the two have now decided to end their journey together.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
This morning, new details in the split between pop superstar Britney Spears and her husband, Sam Asghari. Asghari filing for divorce on Wednesday, citing irreconcilable differences. According to the filing, the exes have been separated since July 28th. Overnight, Asghari posting to Instagram, after 6 years of love and commitment to each other, my wife and I have decided to end our journey together. We will hold on to the love and respect we have.
You know what happens. This guy's a nobody, and he's the one who filed for a divorce with Britney Spears. Can you say some other gold digger got a hold? I mean, he's a gold digger. He's just nothing but a gold digger. And some other older woman, wealthy woman who...
This is why marriage is important. If you're going to take on that responsibility of marriage, it's supposed to be a long life endeavor.
Well, marriage is supposed to be a long life endeavor, but people get divorced, Josh, and that's just part of life. Part
I know,
of marriage.
And you, and I know, but that, yeah, they should be like shamed like publicly. If they do it this way, holy crap!
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. But I'm just trying to say, as a man, I mean, for him, I don't know him from Adam, but for him to live in that house in Las Vegas with Britney, probably have anything he wants. Britney's on stage half the time. She's probably not even there half the time. Living the life of Riley, and he filed for a divorce from her where he could lose everything, unless he's going to sue her for something, but it doesn't look like it. So that tells me that some other sugar mama got a hold of this sugar baby. And they got a diabetic family together. That's what it, that tells me. He got somebody to say, leave Britney, and I can give you more. I guarantee you.
Diabetic.
That's what,
sugar. I got you.
Sugar?
Yeah, okay. It took me a second to connect that.
Put it, there you go. Yeah, just right there. Sidetrack of the diabetic sugar joke.
It's like that Dave Chappelle thing where he was married to Oprah, and then she was having his baby.
I didn't hear that one. I didn't hear that one.
No, Dave Chappelle did that skit where he was with Oprah and she called him and said, I'm pregnant. And he's like, I don't care who you are. Oprah's about to have my baby. Go away. Nobody wants to talk to you anymore.
I just got recently into Dave Chappelle. He's one funny fuck, man. He is one.
He's definitely one of those good ones.
He is. Here's a little bit of Dave Chappelle requested by Josh. Take a look at that. We're not getting sidetracked. We're still going to the main story, but Chappelle time.
I like about San Fran, and the reason I picked this city to do my special is because of all the major cities in America, somehow people get along here better than anywhere else I've seen in the country. That's right. That's right. And I always admired San Fran for that, and today I've realized how you did it. Put all the niggas on the other side of that bridge. There's nothing, they can't hit me on that side. So you leave San Francisco like, bye, thanks for coming to San Francisco. Come back in April, we're having a sale on Birkenstock. As soon as you get to the other side, welcome to Oakland, bitch. You know, that's just my grandmother used to sing that when she cleaning up. That's a Negro spiritual. Black work song. Not everybody know about that. I know. See, white people, you guys might whistle when you work. You dig? But that's how you can tell what kind of work we're actually doing. That kind of shit. I do. Anything that has to do with race, I read a little here, see a little there, and I travel. That's always good. Traveling has made me a racism connoisseur, if you will. You know, it's different from region to region. Anyone ever been down south? So you guys know what I'm talking about. Now, the racism down there is just fucking... Perfect. Due to a perfection. Comfortable. It's out in the open. There are no secrets in Mississippi. Everybody knows the deal. Morning, nigga. Morning, sir. I got a lot of things to talk about tonight. First of all, I stopped smoking weed. With black people, you didn't let me finish, motherfuckers. God damn. I'm sorry, black people, to break the news so publicly, but I can't smoke with you anymore. The time I smoke weed with my black friends, all you talk about is your trials and tribulations. I'm sick of that shit. I got my own problems. I got to waste the weed. I'm smoking weed to run away from my problems, not take on yours. Now on, I smoke weed exclusively with white people. Calm down, motherfuckers. You win by default. You got good weed conversation. All white people talk about when they get high is other times that they got high. I can listen to that shit all night. Dude, remember Frank last week? Fucking smash, man. And catalogs everything they drink. Two shots of Jaeger. Kill. Four bong hits men. Beer. Cheeseburger. That shit is great. The only bad part is you cannot pass out around white people. Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some borderline gay shit when the guys are asleep.
Frank fell asleep, so we, like, stuck a carrot in his ass and put shaving cream on his balls. Like,
why, motherfucker? Why'd you do that to a friend of yours? They trusted you enough to sleep around you, gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice? I tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, a nigga will kill you when he wakes up or some shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. It's a rap for you.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep in his house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep in his house, and while I was sleeping, right? I'm just going to kill that motherfucker, all right? That's all you need to know. Fuck parents.
Not up here. You hit the big cities, man. It's different. It's always a secret. And we should do like them. We should keep our shit out in the open, then a little. I mean, with limits. Yeah. You don't want to say whatever comes to your mind. That might be a little much.
I can listen to Dave all day, but I remember I had to do a show. Anyway, so blah, 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 blah. Sex fetishes and kinks, am I normal? The dark side. Am I normal? The dark side. We all have sex fetishes. We all do. We all have them.
Okay.
But sometimes fetishes can get out of control. And by the way, the Ebola virus, if you guys remember where that was in the Congo of Africa. I don't remember how many people died. I don't remember how long it lasted. But it was some badass shit. Two in Texas died? Only two? Wow.
Only
That's
eight?
Not bad. Only eight? That was just a family. Well, no cause for alarm. Must be something
no,
they ate.
No, they made a movie about that.
Wow. You know, the donations, speaking of Maui Waui and donations and movie, $3.4 million that were already donated to Maui's relief. And that's by this black guy in Nigeria. He donated that. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually making good bank in Nigeria. All right, here we go.
You're telling me that Africans are concerned with other people's welfare. That's
they
not
They sure are. They're Africans, that's not okay. Afrikaans. They can care. They're Afrikaans.
What is an Afrikaans?
Not Afrikaans.
Can you go ahead and explain
an
that?
An Afrikaans
that for me?
Is that, yes, I will tell you, those are the people who got caught in Roots movie. He can't run. That Afrikaans run. They get
Isn't
caught.
That where they got caught and sent to the Western world to begin with? I'm sorry. I'm just
That's it, because they can't run. And they get caught. They get caught. They're Afrikaans. Here we go. I should get a little bit more fanfare about our thing. I haven't been using the board like I should be using it. With the sound effects and everything. All right, we're going to talk about sex fetishes and kinks in my normal. Pat, I go to you. Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking if you're awake.
This is the point where you accuse the Jaws music.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God. Pat, in your line of business, and you're doing a tarot card reading, and you talk about finances, you talk about relationship, but do you see sex in it? I mean, you go over relationship,
yeah.
You guys are going to be...
Yeah,
I mean,
I
do. You see, like, your sex is not good, you got a small dick, you haven't been satisfied, you've been cheating, and you've been using adult toys as a way to get in shape for your next man, you know, whatever.
I get readings where I can tell somebody, like, you need to get laid or something, you know, like...
Can you really? Can
sure
you do,
I do
that?
Yeah,
is it because
I do.
They're looking at you funny and they're rubbing themselves while you do the reading?
No, it comes up in the reading.
Wow.
And I'll just tell them, like, look, you've got to get busier, you know.
Wow.
Not good.
Well, I'm going to read my first story. Pat, would you mind shuffling the cards? And we're shuffle up the buffalo. And you can read
Which
my reading cards? After I do. Come on now, Pat, don't hold out on me. Give me the death card. Come on, I'm strong. Give me the good one. Give me the one that's not so nice.
and you have to read these
as loud
as
I'm
ever going
to
hear.
No, I won't read those for you.
I know.
On the air.
Whatever happened to Brian? What's that, Pat? Huh?
I won't read those for you on the air.
All right, read
not,
me the other ones on the air,
deck.
And then put my other cards in my Facebook Messenger so I can see them. Is that a deal? So I can see it, because I like to know.
I don't have your Facebook.
Yes, you do, Pat. We talk on Facebook all the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's the company.
Facebook
one,
Messenger.
It?
Facebook Messenger. Yeah, that's it. Brian Hammer Jackson Show. That's it.
Okay.
Here,
yeah.
I'm waving. I'll give you a big thumb right there. You see that big thumb right there? That's me. There you go.
Okay, I'll read you from one of the other decks.
That's a regular thumb at best.
Yeah, that thumb is very suspicious. I'm gonna read one of the people who got caught up in this sexual fantasy and what happened. And when I'm done, Pat, she can hear my voice and give me a proper reading. 111, you're live right here with Brian Hammer Jackson. Oh, mine.
Oh man, I got a sexual fetish for you. And I'd like
yeah,
to tie it into a contemporary matter. I got a really good sexual fetish for you.
Okay.
Now, you know, I don't know if you've covered this or not, but there's a fairly sizable portion of sexual fetishes who fantasize about sex with pregnant women. Is there not?
Ew. Yeah, I
no,
heard
is.
Of that. I heard of that.
Okay.
I did.
Now,
well,
you know when you're pregnant, everybody hits on you?
That's well, they, well, they know you've at least done it once. Yeah. But here's the thing, Brian. Now, I thought about this because I saw the title of your show, and then I looked at this thing in the news about the fact that they want taxpayers to pay $300,000 to help the AMA. The AMA wants taxpayers to pay $300,000 to help transgender women, meaning men, get uterus transplants so they can get pregnant. I'm not making this up. The AMA, I'm looking at the letter they wrote. And they said, they're saying, here's what they're saying now. Trans, this is from the letter. Trans women lack a trait, which is otherwise known as the ability to give birth, that may cause them to experience psychological dissonance in a way that undermines their health and well-being. The lack of a uterus also closes off the prospect of gestating a child in a way that is available to women as a class. It follows that lack of a uterus is an obstacle to full participation in the social goods attached to women's identity. Now, heretofore, I thought getting pregnant was an obstacle to women's advancement, but what do I know? This landscape changes microsecond by microsecond. But nonetheless, that's where we are right now.
You know,
hey,
I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say something. If on the off chance that you can actually transplant a uterus into a man and he's going to give birth, we don't have the hips for that. So if he's going to give birth, it's going to be a cesarean section, or he's going to be like
that's what they said.
Wheelchair bound for life.
Yeah, they said that. Put it in there, and then when you're through with it, you do maybe once, maybe twice, then they just remove the uterus and get rid of it. Now, see, easy peasy, no muss, no fuss.
Well, that'll be the last one.
Wait,
you know, man gets birth.
It, ain't it?
As soon as a man gives birth, you can see that's the last time that'll ever happen, and birth control is going to go up unbelievably on the market if a man gives birth, because we're not dealing with that. We're not having that.
Yeah.
It's going to get the stock. It's going to rise like you would not believe. That's when birth control becomes serious. Thank you, Sarge, for sharing that. Thank you.
So we need $300,000 for uterine transplant. Because we don't have a sizable portion of the 3.5 to 4 million women in the world right now who are capable of gestating normally. Because we just don't have enough of them. We got to create some Frankenstein women to give birth. And who knows what kind of birth defects we're going to come up with.
Frankenstein women. 602, you're live on the
air.
Yeah, Frankenstein women. 602, you're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Hey, the King of Kings, Mr. King Webb. Yeah. How you doing, sir? There you go.
I'm doing all right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. You see, the topic today, we're having sex fetishes and kinks. Am I normal? You know, I developed a fetish lately. I think I'm really out of my fucking mind. I think I'm really, just when I got used to me being abnormal, this went past that. And this is what I'm saying. Maybe I should seek therapy because this should not be a turn-on at all. King, you don't have to mention it, but are there things that turn you on that should not be a turn-on that you think, you know, this should not turn me on, but it does turn me on? You know, like maybe when a woman goes into a grocery store, she's wearing a dress, and you work in a grocery store, so she bends, she opens her legs to get the butter, and you're on the other side going, oh, my. And she doesn't know that you work there. Okay, that's my own dark self. Jesus. But King,
I just want everybody to understand this is why Brian shouldn't be out in public.
I should not. I have issues. But yet I'm here. Like I said, I'm not from this planet. I report to my planet about you, Earthling, and your Earthling doings. Now, King, is there any fantasy that you have, you don't have to mention them, that should not be a fantasy, but it happens to turn you on? Because I got one of those. It could be anything. Like maybe how a woman eats or picks up her fork. Go ahead.
I can share this, you know.
Okay.
So I just came back from Planet Fitness, you know. I was getting me a new workout plan going, you know. And so I was sitting there talking to my personal trainer, and I looked over, and I seen this girl. She was on the treadmill, and I mean, she was walking at the treadmill, and them spandex pants she was wearing, it was spandex, and so I was like, damn. You know, but it was a fetish.
Yeah. I like it when you work out and the girls have those, they want to look good, right? Like you said, the Spandex pants, but they're hot, and they always get wet around those areas because they're really sweating. But if you look up, it's like, well, she's really excited. She's all wet and everything. All
right,
you know,
we knocked out two people that are not safe to be in civilized society. Anybody else want
to
join
in? Public. King started it, but I understood. Lately, I started this fetish. I mean, I'm not kidding you. And I think there's something wrong with me. I was
out. Oh, no, I know there's something wrong with you. Yes,
there is. But I accepted it. This one I may not accept. And Sarge, I need you to help me out with this. And King, guys understand. Josh, you understand. So I go out, and it's a sunny day.
I might not understand as well as you think. Please explain.
You'll relate to this.
This is going to be
to God,
on like a court document later. They're going to ask me to come into court to explain my participation.
No, it's weird. It's a weird thing. I go out a sunny day. I see this woman coming from a block or two, coming towards me. I didn't think anything. She had her little white visor on. And like you said, King, she had her little sweats, but it almost looked like California. They're almost like a leotard. I forgot what they call it. Workout. Whatever. And she had this white visor on. And that's what you notice. Okay? No big deal. And she passes by. She got a great body. Nice body. Just a fantastic body. Bodies that they build statues of, and you worship the temple. Nice body. Then she passes me. Then she passes me. First, she gives me that little smile like, how you doing? You know, that kind of it's a drive-by smile. You didn't stop. It's a drive-by smile. So she passes me. And I look at her ass. We got to check out the ass. You can't look at a woman in the front and not check out the ass because it's like an incomplete story. You got to stay at the end, right? It's the end. So I got to can't wait for she passed me here looking at her ass. And there it was. It was a ponytail. this ponytail.
Oh, you and your ponytails.
Oh, it was the most magnificent ponytail you've ever seen. This ponytail swayed left to right, and her ass was just lying. Her shoulders were, it was a magical ballet. It was just, and that ponytail just went, look at me, Brian. You can't have me, Brian. Oh, I'm teasing you, Brian. Oh, look at me again. It was that ponytail. Oh, when a
any
woman...
lawyers listening to this at a later time, please know, I disavow Brian in anything that he believes and stands for.
Did you grab him by the pussy? I just
this
grabbed
sounds
a
like the beginning
pussy.
Of like a horror movie. What are you doing?
Grab her right the pussy. It was Sergeant's narration. I'm telling the beautiful story, Sergeant. Come on, grab her right the pussy.
And then you put a mask on, and then everything went to hell.
I mean,
boy,
that's
boy.
My thing. Normally a ponytail, even Pat, oh no, a ponytail story. I mean, it's the most innocent thing in the world. Is a ponytail, but this happened to catch her, and now I got this thing that if I see a woman jogging, she has a ponytail on, oh my God, it's like, oh man, I would love to be the crunchy, that crunch that hair. I mean,
and then
so
he looked
I'm
to the side of the
say,
road and found a metal pipe.
No, I did not.
I'm just saying,
murder.
This is the beginning of every horror movie. This is
the
horror
know,
movie
the
from the serial killer's perspective.
The ponytail killer. Murder. All right. You turned a beautiful thing into a horror film. 111, you're live on the air
that
with Brian Hammer.
That was not beautiful.
Jackson.
At what point was that beautiful?
Was beautiful?
That was just
story.
Like a weird guy with a weird fetish the entire
was,
time. And I turned it into something
it
that could possibly make
beautiful.
Clean. Somebody write that down.
111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer. Jackson, 111. You can talk if you want to. If you don't want to talk, I'll put you on mute. Okay, I'll put you on mute, and if you want to talk, just hit the little
yeah.
one button.
But Brian, there's nothing fetishistic about appreciating a woman's magnificent posterior. I mean, that is
right.
automatically hardwired in a men's gene. I'm
right.
talking about the G-E-N-E-S gene.
Yes, I hear that, Jordache philosopher. I'm kidding.
There
you
go.
Go way back to know what Jordache was. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Sarge. But but the ass didn't do it. The body didn't do it. It's just the way that ponytail swayed when she and that ass.
Oh,
was
I know. I know.
Body.
You should have
no,
seen my.
It,
oh,
was,
seen
the, it
my,
was the point about the ponytail. The ponytail that made it different for me because that's like Jason Voorhees, summer camp.
Oh, oh Lord!
All you need is a mask
oh,
and you
Jason.
And a machete and
Jason
you die.
Voorhees.
You have a horror franchise.
Well come to camp,
let me
Brian.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. Let me ask you a question, Brian. Look. My wife had a posterior that would go from side to side and up and down at the same time. It was the most amazing movement I've ever seen. Was it like that?
Yes, it was.
It was like the kind of ball bearings in her hips, and it went like side to side, up and down at the same time. It was amazing. And it wasn't an affectation. It's just the way she naturally walked.
Right.
It was unreal.
It was just poetry in motion. Poetry in motion.
And I'm not supposed
to
make a joke right now, but I'm gonna hold my tongue, even though it's right there.
It's like,
no,
I'm
we're
not,
getting
kind of,
we're getting
kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm not allowed to go to a clock factory because of the, you know, the big clock with the eyes go back and forth and the tail go back and forth. One time I got hypnotized and I bought a lot of shit. So I'm no longer going there going,
but,
oh, look at those eyes going back.
But yeah, men just
so
can't walk
can.
Like that. I don't care what they do.
This is
now,
the beginning of a
transgender men cannot walk like that. They just can't. I have yet to see even the best male female impersonators affect a true walk like the normal sexually enticing walk of a woman. That's one thing they just can't seem to get quite right. They have to overly exaggerate it. It doesn't look. It looks kind of grotesque. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You know
I agree.
Why that is, though, right?
But why? Because we don't have wide hips like a woman.
It's the geometry and the mechanics of the hip structure. That's the main reason.
Yeah.
The sacroiliac.
There you go.
The rotation of the hips.
That's why we got the hip hop.
I listened to music in the 50s.
Jesus.
No, that's actually a thing. The Hucklebuck, the remake, especially from Frank Sinatra, was special.
Anyway, yeah.
Jesus. Hold on one sec. Oh, wait a minute. One more. Hold on one sec. Oh, there we go. We got 811s in the studio. Well, here it is. So I'm just trying to tell you. And I was talking to King. King said it was good, so I'm halfway normal with King. Is this something that just normally you don't think as sexual that becomes sexual? I mean, it's like eating at Thanksgiving dinner and you notice that your aunt, Bethy, is really, you know,
Jesus,
sucking that spaghetti and the noodles are going into her mouth and the way she's just sucking that little noodle in her mouth and slurping
don't
it up.
Don't put that on King. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? King,
what is wrong with you?
Don't put that on King. I don't know.
Did he really? I don't know. I don't have internet access like you guys do.
King, you know what I'm talking about. Just, it shouldn't be, but just normal shit. Well, here.
You're talking
if
about
like
men
to,
being horny imbeciles the entire time. That's why we build
we
everything,
are.
Invent everything.
We are.
That
everything
is why.
All the time.
Yes.
I'm there.
True.
Yes. I'm not only a member, but I own the Imbecile Horny Club. You should see the T-shirt.
Brian is definitely, dude, I should write a book, and you are going to be the star. It's going to be a horror novel.
I'll
Brian
write the
book.
Yeah, baby. It'll be a
Brian's idea
seller.
About things that might happen.
Yeah, just certain
I'll
things.
I'll have a franchise.
You know, there's one place where women are not attractive. I'm going to tell you, Sarge, I hate to say it. I'm going to say it to the guys. I found one place where women are not, the most attractive woman is not attractive there. The public laundromat. Women don't give a fuck how they appear in the public laundromat. They don't care.
They tie their hair up in that bandana, son.
No, don't even do that to the ponytail. Don't do that.
I'm not talking
about
the ponytail. That's your thing.
There's nothing. It's all the good underwear going into the laundry. The bad, you can see a little bit of the elastic breaking from their last panties and that panties have holes in it.
Do you understand now why I said that that's the beginning of a horror movie?
That is the beginning of a horror.
No matter
what
happens, if the fixation is on the hair, nobody wins, especially the chick in the beginning. It's the first scene, she's done.
Yeah,
there's no way she's
survived. The killer is a laundromat attendant.
Oh, man.
It's like a horror movie. It's like there's a beautiful woman. She's wearing a ponytail, according to Brian. She's over
there
just trying to make things work, and she doesn't have a washer and dryer at home, so she goes to a laundromat. And then she throws a couple quarters in, and she's waiting for her load to get done. And then Brian shows up with a mask on.
That's right. That's right. And I come up to her going, "Can I help you shoot your load, my dear?" Go horribly wrong. I know everything goes to hell. But Sarge, King, help me. King, Sarge, you love beautiful women. King, you love beautiful. We all love beautiful. Even Pat loves beautiful women. Pat loves beautiful women. But there are certain, but that should, a ponytail should not turn me on. I mean, ponytail. It's a ponytail. But my God, I don't know.
You just
know.
Did that.
Now I'm excited. Okay. But here's another person
okay,
who was
put it
excited.
Away. Hey, put it away.
Ew,
right?
ew. Get off the show quick.
We're
everybody
having a conversation. We're being adults right now. Put it away.
Here's a guy
I don't
right
know,
here.
Though. Look, I understand what you're saying about women not being attractive at laundromats. Because, I mean,
yes.
But look, I mean, because they just there to wash them and get the But look, man, when I was wild and crazy, some of the best hookups I ever made was at a laundromat.
Did you really?
You know they're going to be there. You know they're going to be there for the wash cycle and the dry cycle, and you got a lot of time to hit them up. It just is,
wow.
Man. I mean, I tell you, it was one of the best places to hook up.
Like, wow, I would have read that book, Sarge, if you wrote it. I never would have thought. B, because when
when you're poverty stricken, you can't afford a washer and dryer, you go to a laundromat. And there are a lot more women in a laundromat than there are men.
Yes.
And they got all this free time in their hands. All you got to do is be relatively polite and make an attempt
right.
to be somewhat charming, and they'll listen to you.
Wow.
He's not talking about modernity. He's talking about back in like the 60s or 70s, by the way. I want people
yeah.
to take that into account.
Sorry, shoot,
yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, women were appreciative of, you know, having a conversation when they weren't infused with all of this feminist ideology that says men are natural predators. And listen, they give you a hearing if you were polite, relatively polite, and you made an attempt to be somewhat charming.
I understand. I'm just trying to make sure that other people understand that this is before cell phones, internet, and color TV. Color TV.
Well, color TV. We had color TV.
This is before synthesizer and 80s music.
That's my life.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. And Sarge is right to an extent, to a point where it could come creepy. There should be a
It was already creepy
protocol.
There, buddy.
Not yet. I'll make it even creepier. But there should be laundry
okay.
protocol. You should not go up and have a conversation with somebody when they just got their clothes out of the dryer and you can see the shit that they wear. And I mean, if you're single, you can look at it and say, okay, they don't have a man because there's no clothes in there. But you could tell the person, like, oh, they have kids because of the little kids' clothes and man and overall and suspenders. Okay, they're married, that kind of thing. If you're like a creep, but if you're a socialite, if you're a laundromat socialite, I think it would be uncomfortable to talk to someone when their petite clothes are coming out of the dryer. It would creep me out. I would feel uncomfortable.
Do you know what you actually just said? You just said that you had an idea of potentially approaching somebody based on the stuff
mm-hmm.
that they pulled out of a dryer at a laundromat.
No,
he said
he felt creepy.
I can understand what Sarge is saying. Things are washed, and you're sitting there on
the
bench,
like
and you're having a conversation. But I'm saying, but the laundromat protocol is, I understand what Sarge is saying. I think he's right. If you're on a bench, your clothes are washing or drying, whatever, but you're not pulling shit out. You're just talking and waiting for your things to get done. And when you hear a little bell, ding, and you go in, she goes, just a minute, I'm going to get my clothes out of the dryer. You don't follow her to the dryer and put your face to the dryer like it's a TV going, look what's in there. You got to pull back a little bit.
Here
I think that's where
the laundromat
where it becomes creepy? Uh-huh.
I know, but here should be the laundromat protocol, and I don't care where you are, all around the world. You treat that like you're sitting down on a train in New York City, L.A., or Chicago. You make no eye contact, you say nothing, and hope you don't have to experience the smell of urine, crap, or vomit.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I've been to places. I know.
I will never read your book.
Just don't look at people in the eye.
Don't look at people in the eye.
Treat it like a train.
Treat them like a train. You have to look
Seriously.
At people in the eye when a trainer across from you. All right, here we go. So that's my thing. And Sarge, I appreciate
this
story.
Man
I love
not
it. It's
a
romance
a
story. I'm sorry Josh turned it into something beyond comprehension. But I agree with
you. You said ponytails? No, that's not. That's
I
not
did. Oh, next. Notice it next time. It is the sexiest thing, especially in a supermarket with the cart.
Somebody's ability
going.
To put their hair up in a tiny elastic band. Low bar. Very low bar.
No. Put it down as a ponytail and as a phallic symbol. And they got a dick. Oh, look at that.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
I don't know, and I will never divorce my source. King, you don't have to say it because I talk to King, because King is very quiet and very patient. King, you have fantasies, don't you? I know he does. I know King has fantasy. King is working while he's talking, listening to us on the radio.
Yeah,
don't drag
him into it.
I won't drag
him. He's a good Midwestern boy.
Did you just call King a boy? Uh-oh, there's fighting in here.
No, no. Everybody's a boy, especially if you're in the Midwest. You're a good man, Midwestern boy. I appreciate you more.
No, King. About Kansas?
No, all men are boys. Don't you know that? All men are boys. You never grow up. Well, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey,
no, I didn't complain with that. That's a fair assessment.
King is King here? I thought I heard him. Maybe I didn't. Okay. But anyway,
what's wrong with you?
That's my thing
with
the laundry protocol. Is like even a guy, don't approach a guy when he's getting his drawers out of the dryer because you don't want them to see that you can't
don't
afford drawers.
Don't approach anybody at all.
Don't approach anybody at all. Sarge says he has the best book in the laundry room.
I don't mind anybody seeing my drawers as long as they come out clean and they ain't got no lace on them.
I'm just saying.
I'm assuming they know I wear underwear. I'm assuming they know I wear underwear. As long as they don't have lace on them and they come out clean, what do I care if they see my underwear?
Yeah, but it's kind of style of underwear. I mean, there's some people who have the boxers, tidy whities, and there's some underwear that looks really cool, you know. And then there's some underwear like
so
you can tell.
So the default position is leave people alone?
Well, I'm saying you can tell. There's two things you can tell a person without talking to them. There's one in the grocery store and what they buy for groceries. You can take a look at what they're buying if they're single or married. I play that game all the time. If I see a woman who buys, she has ice cream, a quart of ice cream, and then she has a pint of whiskey. And
she's about to watch some kind of rom-com.
Yeah. I don't watch rom-coms, but I'm just saying it is true. It's based after true facts. You can tell if the woman is married by the groceries she buys, whether she has kids, whether she's single, whether she's a lesbian, whether she's on her period. You can tell a lot of things by what they buy.
Can you do me a favor and make a scale of this and just like post it on your website? I should.
And you can tell when they're horny too when they buy their own condoms. You can tell a lot.
Oh, they're about to go
sledding. You can tell a lot about a woman.
Yeah. I know. It's like sledding but for prostitutes. I'm sorry, not prostitutes. They get paid.
Tell me something, Brian. I found it kind of interesting, though, Brian. I got to ask a question for you. Brian, now you just imputed sort of a negative connotation of people seeing your underwear, even after it comes clean out of the wash. Now, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question that's somewhat related. Now that you piqued my curiosity. When you watch people eating, do you ever consider the end result of their eating as well?
No, I do not. No,
I mean, you'd be in the most upscale restaurant imaginable. It is absolutely immaculate. The restaurant is absolutely immaculate. You got immaculate servings and trays and clean waiters and an absolutely sterile environment. People are sitting down to the most sumptuous, well-prepared meals. And in about 8 or 9 hours, what is that meal going to look like after they get eating it?
Don't think about
Sarge.
It.
Now, Thurston, do you give a great deal of thought to that, too?
Oh my God,
Brian!
You know
I'm waiting for an answer. Brian, I'm waiting
for
an
answer. I'm going to give you the answer.
You know what I'm referring to.
Oh, here's what I'm referring to. It happened about a year ago. I was in the laundromat, and sometimes guys wait to the last minute to do their clothes.
It's because
you're a ridiculous person.
Okay.
Yeah, I am ridiculous. And I got some underwear that's not meant for the public eye view. I mean, you know, the elastic is down. The stains didn't come out when they wanted to.
Chocolate stains, guys.
No, none of that. But there are some stains on there that brought back memories. But it just wasn't the coolest clothes in the world. And it's kind of personal. I get kind of weirded out. 18 years old, I was with my girlfriend, stayed in a cabin with her parents and everything, and her mother decided to do my clothes in the laundry room. I freaked the fuck out. I had to get a therapist.
I have to break up with this girl now.
I did. I actually did. Because
I know you did.
Her mother touched my underwear.
You're trying to describe it.
And it was freaky, and I didn't like it. I'm breaking up. There you go.
Like, yeah.
So I'm thinking, I had
why,
this thing.
Why is
I mean,
that, though?
If I had,
you can
if
no
I had
longer
cool
make
clothes.
Eye contact with her after she has that conversation with her mother.
No, I could not, but her mother sure smiled a lot. She didn't know what size I wore, how big that cuff was, that underwear. Oh, look at you, my daughter, really. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I just
all right,
this
anybody
want
to make fun of Brian at a later time, let him finish the story.
Thank you.
Really
yeah,
easy to
answer
do.
Here. But what I'm saying is I just have this freak thing that's close to my body. It's my own private thing. I don't need you or anybody to view my stuff and ask me, so how's the day going and what do you do for a living and everything? Meanwhile, I'm folding my underwear and they're looking at my underwear. And my underwear tells everything about me, who I am. And I think it's a private thing. It's a private thing.
You
do have lace on your underwear. Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't see why you'd be worried about anything other than that. Underwear is underwear. You assume to be wearing underwear. Yeah,
I'm trying to understand why there's concern about people seeing you having underwear. They say, well, what most people have, they wear underwear.
Yeah, but it's what I do in them is the story, and I don't want them to see what I'm doing.
Yeah,
because
you got lace on your hands.
You
know,
people know that you wear panties with lace. Is that it? One time in college, sir, and I'll never regret it. It was Halloween.
Okay, I get it. All right, I'm just asking.
I was dressed as RuPaul. Leave me alone. All right, but I do have a thing.
Jesus, you said that out loud.
Okay.
I never gave any thought to people making assumptions about my underwear as I was folding it in the laundry.
I never gave any consideration whatsoever.
Sarge, she was saying that somebody else cleaned his underwear and they were folding it. And he felt uncomfortable because they were seeing his underwear.
Well, no, that was the situation. Oh, that was another story. Charles asked me in the present day, but I guess how I got that finish is my underwear is private. You know what I mean? There's
really
things I did with her.
Is that a thing people do?
There are things I did with her daughter in
my when
underwear.
You're wearing it, it's private.
It's
advertising. You go in a store and you see shelves full of underwear, exactly like yours. That may this
be cleaner.
Man just gave you the nuclear launch codes to making fun of him forever.
He did. He didn't realize it, but I'm thinking to myself, I got a whole bunch of permutations I could bring to him on this.
Okay,
Sarge,
go
you
ahead
bastards.
And give me the nuclear launch codes to making fun of
I'm
you.
I'm telling you
we have
about
time.
My
I'm going to reserve it
moments.
For a strategic place in time. That's exactly how the Soviets talked.
Yes.
Yep. That's the way you should.
The laundry stalker.
Oh, Jesus
Hello.
Christ. Okay.
You need your underwear washed.
That spiraled so
you
hard.
I mean, you go in Walmart, and they got shelf after shelf after shelf after shelf of underwear. You know, Sarge, have you ever done this?
It's not a secret.
It's not some deep, dark secret, Brian. Sarge, why
no,
you have that?
Not.
I'm curious. Well, wait, here we go. I'm going to ask, sorry, have you ever went shopping and got underwear for your wife? And you don't feel creepy
course,
about it?
Yes.
You have bought
no,
underwear
I,
for
I,
your
I
wife.
Know how good she'd look in it. I was anticipating eagerly how she'd look in it. I was
standing there with a boner.
You're
standing in a Ross dress for less with a boner.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Me, man. Do we have a franchise
oh, man,
of horror
no,
movies starting
man.
Right now? Oh, no. When I got the shopping underwear of her, all I could think of was how good she was going to look. Man, I was going to hug her, sweet girl. Lord have mercy. Hell no, I didn't feel perturbed.
But other people are looking at you, drool over it, and not thinking that you're going to the love of your life, just
that's
thinking you're perfect going
mine.
To the underwear bin.
Hey,
that's
no
problem,
I can't
not
imagine
mine.
That he would have a little bit of saliva coming out of the corner of his mouth. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Nah. Nah. No, that's not, no, that is, that would not, no, that's your problem, not mine.
They had this,
that was Brian's
this,
problem, that's
get,
not my problem.
We got to get right back
I
to this
didn't
story.
Even, this is a weird conversation, I'm making
thing,
fun of every
for
aspect
me,
of it.
The only thing that might, disturb me is if they thought I was shopping it for me. But that's what I'm saying. How would they know that you're shopping it for somebody else?
Well, since they don't know. I don't care. They're free to have any fantasies about me they want. That's their problem, not mine.
I don't care.
My solution is always simple for this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Just keep it to
go
yourself.
Shopping with your
you
wife
have a fantasy
if you're
about
Sarge
wearing some underwear because you see me shopping for underwear. That's your fantasy. You're entitled to it. Just don't bring it to me.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's so easy to just bring your wife. How hard is that?
Because I want to surprise her. She's more appreciative when she was surprised. Pleasantly.
I'll surprise her with shiny objects, not lingerie. Lingerie.
Well, that
me.
Too.
Well,
that's
a toy store, and that's too private.
Well, I mean, we did both, but you know, we did both.
Yeah.
I'd bring her and we'd chat, or I'd get some
I think that's
on a spur of the moment.
Right. Your man
yeah,
shops
you
for your underwear
did.
Because
it
turns
you
them on.
You do it both ways. You
that
change it up, you know? Hey,
yeah,
you didn't
that's
get
romantic. I want my
that's
woman
romantic.
To shop for me. It is romantic. He's buying underwear for her because she's going to look great in it and excites him to think of her wearing that. I think that's romantic. Isn't that romantic, Pat?
Yeah, go into
being
her drawer and
woman.
Find her sizes. Buy her shiny. That's not what I was talking about when I said shiny objects. Shiny objects are actually shiny.
Lingerie
is not shiny.
I was talking about the vibrator,
that's for the dark
but I know what you were talking
diamonds
about.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
But you know what? This is a true case that happened where I live. I swear to God, it's absolutely true. And it shows you about our system. So this guy, it's in the news 3 days ago, he gets busted by sniffing women. He would go up to a woman and sniff her. He was a sniffer. So when women were shopping or whatever, he would just sniff them. And he used to do this in our town and another town. So he got arrested. And I don't know what the charge was, but
what
he
was
got arrested. Did you in jail? I don't know.
Harassment?
I got to look it up. Yeah, I don't know, but he would just sniff them. That was his thing, just sniffing a woman, the scent of a woman. He got arrested. And they found out that he'd been arrested for the same thing 45 times. 45 times he's been arrested for the same thing. And they just released him again because the jails are so crowded. That's just a true story. Nothing funny about it, but it's just a true story. So you don't smell women. You did it's just hands off. You don't smell them. You don't sniff them.
You're telling me that I'm not supposed to walk up to a random woman and sniff her. I did
no.
not need another person to tell me that.
Don't be a Joe
you,
Biden.
I know. I wasn't going to make the
go,
Joe Biden
Brandon.
Joke. I held my
let's
tongue.
Let's go, Brandon.
He made the Joe Biden joke. Yeah. Okay.
Let's go, Brandon. Come on. Stop it.
Sir sniffs
everything
a lot.
Turns to politics.
President Sir sniffs a lot, all right?
All right. Oh, here we go. So here's a guy. I got to get some credibility because I posted it. Here's a guy. He has a strange addiction. Here it is. I'll try to cut it off. It goes at least 5 minutes, but if it gets boring, I'll cut it off. He has a strange fetish addiction. Here we go.
Especially yours. My name is Kyle. I'm 31 years old, and I love grandmas, especially yours.
He loves grandmas. His fetish is your grandma. So if he loves grandmas.
Hey, Colin
grandmas
sounds like a
great.
Missing person.
Wait
you
a minute, man.
Grandma?
How much
you
more mature
grandma?
A woman can you be than a grandmother?
True.
A great grandmother.
I know, a great grandma. How about a great grandma?
I mean,
that's,
you can't get
you know,
any more mature than that.
He's so lucky both of my grandmothers are gone because, man, that sounds like a missing person.
Yeah, it sounds like a missing person. I'm going to get some wine and have Granny over for the night. Hey, baby.
No,
somebody,
there's no problem with
you,
age. Now, is that, you think you're going to have a problem with, like, underage legislation? No.
No,
That's the thing that I think we should actually pay attention to is people abusing the youth and people abusing our elders. Yeah, that's
yeah.
It's obviously
but,
more
I mean,
leaning towards abusing the youth. But yeah,
I would
no,
just
that sounds like
incontinence as part of her being excited in the witness. Just
squirting.
He would also
squirting.
Look great, like 3 feet under the ground in the middle of some field in a state that I'm not willing to name.
King has never talked to me about his grandma. I wonder why. I know he has a beautiful family. I bet you he's keeping his grandma from me.
Why would you do that to the kid, man?
He's got a beautiful family. His grandma must be.
You are wrong.
Printed it out there. I've never seen a picture of grandma.
You are wrong.
Here we go. Well, this is this guy. I'm going to let him talk. His name is Kyle. So if you see Kyle in your neighborhood, run. Here he goes.
We're doing good. And I love grandmas, especially yours. Sex with older women. The truth is, they like it. A 68-year-old woman enjoys passionate, vigorous sex just as much as a 23-year-old college cheerleader.
You give him my email address?
I don't know. There's a difference between a 23-year-old woman, 23-year-old college girl, and a 60-year-old. But and what's the difference? Is that I think maybe the 68-year-old moans louder because she's hard to hear. I don't know.
What?
Yes.
I said I'm coming. What? What did you say? I said I'm coming. You're going where? No, I'm coming. Where are you going? I'm sorry.
Every last one of these mofos would look great on a missing person's poster. I'm just saying that.
You're going to eat out. Where are you going? Because I want a burger.
No, I'm going to eat you out.
You're going to eat what? What are you eating? Because I'm hungry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can go. It's Friday. I'm sorry. I apologize to all normal people. Here we go. Here's Kyle.
Vigorous sex just as much as a 23-year-old college cheerleader. I met this lady online named Karen. I saw her pictures. I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. And I am so looking forward to meeting her tonight.
Karen. You made it. So good to finally meet you.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because, well, he is so much younger than I am. I've got butterflies in my tummy. That hasn't happened in so long. Such a gent. Thank you very much.
So Karen showed up for dinner tonight. She looks sexy as hell. The long platinum hair. Oh, I thought, wow, I'm sorry. It's so great to finally meet you. You
look...
She's dressed as a flapper in the 1920s, whatever it is. Something's in her hair. I have no idea. She's wearing a black dress, but something underneath it is lace. Her makeup is done by a horror film professional. So this is who Grandma shows up. We're going to listen to this conversation for 2 more minutes, and then we're going off because I'm getting bored with Karen and him. But here you go.
You look incredible in person. You really do.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say that.
I clicked on you. Why did you respond? Like, how do we end up here?
Wow. She has so many bags under her eyes. I think maybe she's going to take a flight to go somewhere.
I don't see anything, John.
I'm going to let you listen to the conversation.
I'm not supposed to say anything funny right now.
That would be so inappropriate of you. Here we go.
Like all of these celebrity women that are going out with younger men, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I should try it. You seem to be intelligent, although I'm not.
And nearsighted? So are you dumb and deaf? You're just my type, sonny. Get over here and give Grandma a little kiss. What? You want to breastfeed? Well, let me flip
she's
it out. Get on, get on your knees, honey. Gravity has hit me years ago. Get a little suckling going on there. What? My Josh. Yeah. Spank Grandma. Ooh, who's your grandpa? Who's your grandpa?
Okay, first of all, do not attribute that to me.
Okay.
Fuck you. No. Hell no. Hell no.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm ruining this love story.
That's not a love story. That's some weird, creepy dork who got bullied in high school fetishizing old people because he can't talk to someone his own age.
The best I see, no people. Come on, no. I'm just saying.
Really?
I don't care what age.
That's not what's happening here.
Let's just have age-appropriate sex. I say within 5 years span of each other is age-appropriate sex. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I would not want to do a 19-year-old. I could not, would not want to do it. Don't even have the interest of doing it. Don't.
All right, so whatever, everybody, just so Brian understands, and everybody understands what Brian just said, he couldn't get it up for a 19-year-old.
I couldn't. No, no, no.
I know. No,
I
I'm not
to,
being disrespectful.
They don't become sexy
saying,
to
Brian
me.
Just said.
They don't become sexy to me until age maybe 39.
Until they learn how to read?
Yes. Read and bleed, baby. Read and bleed. It says it right on my laundry room wall. Read and bleed. Come to my
laundry. We're back
Brian's
to the laundromat?
Service.
How the hell did we get back here?
Bring your ponytails. If you don't have a horse, your ponytail
oh.
will do. Here we go. All right,
everybody.
Let's
this
talk.
Is why we can't have nice things.
I know. This is where it is. Here's Kyle.
That I necessarily decided to come out with you because of your mind.
Likewise.
Oh,
it's
my.
Fun to be able to feel like this again, you know, just all excited and quivering and thinking, oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
Call gas, lady. You have gas, not love.
That lady acting like an old woman is in her late 20s or early 30s.
Ugh. She said, I didn't come out.
I didn't know they'd already done it. Yes, I didn't know that. Hang on a second.
You're supposed to know. You're
no,
a psychic.
Just relax.
Uh-oh. We're getting into intimacy.
Uh-oh.
Turn off the phone quick.
He's about to cast a spell on you, Brian.
I know.
And this
hey,
is
why
the
is
last report of Brian.
I know. Why is my arm so funny? Why is my head on backwards? All right, here we go. Here's Kyle. Here we go.
Next. So you've done a lot of traveling.
I've been around.
Would you go with, like, someone like me? Because I'm old enough to be your mother, definitely. Maybe
yeah,
old enough to be...
I've been around the block, lady. Yeah, I'll go out with you. I've been around the cemetery once.
The guy talking is actually probably a few years older than the woman talking.
No. There's a big age difference going on. Okay, I'm looking at her right now. She looks like she probably babysat Jesus. But she's about, I'm thinking about 83. And he's about maybe 30. That's worth going on here. Yeah, I just found
83.
I would think so.
She,
I don't know her
she
age.
Sound
I don't know
like
the...
she's... I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I know. That's why I'm so interested in how you came to that age.
Yeah. Well, because I'll tell you something. Being on the radio and being on Facebook and being on Twitter, I know people are giving fake pics and everything. But age, I mean, when you're looking at 60 and 70-year-old women, they look great, man. They look hot, and they're model-like, and they're sexy. So it's
I just
ages.
Want everybody to judge Brian the exact same way that I'm judging him right now.
Thank you.
Keep going, sir.
Thank you. Sarge can
I'm sorry, you were saying something?
Wait, I got to go to King. Well, King's probably listening. I can't go. But if King can hear me, what's the oldest woman you went out with, King? But if he gets on the mic, he'll say, Sarge, how about you, the oldest woman you ever went out with?
Leave the door cracked.
That man,
you
mean, that
currently,
man is
you mean currently
war.
Or...
You mean currently or like when I was under 30 years old?
No, just... The oldest woman, the oldest that you ever went out with. The oldest you ever went out with. Even booty call.
What age were you and what age was she?
Oh, man. There was this really hot grandmother that lived in my apartment on South Shore in Chicago. I mean,
right,
this woman was likely for none. She was probably about 58 years old, and she looked better than most 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
Her condition... She kept
the
skin real nice, and, well, she was a honey pie. About 58, and I was about 26, 25.
Mm.
And believe me, it was good.
I don't believe you.
I got no
complaints. I don't believe you at all.
Wow. You don't have to, because I got the enjoyment out of it, whether you believe it or not.
You did. Wow.
You don't
I'm
have
sure
to
you
believe
would marry
it.
Her. It wasn't so good
huh?
that you would put a ring on it. Get out of here.
I at the time, being as adult as I was and being that young,
That was a one time. It was good for one time? Yeah, I know.
No, it was more than once. I mean, I had a regular thing.
Wow.
Oh, my God, you did it more than one time. Okay, Sarge, remind me to make
What's
fun
wrong
of
with
you
that?
For this exact thing that you just said at a later time. Please do.
Well
you
I'm
have
just saying,
to.
Man, I mean, hey, I tell you one thing. I damn sure wouldn't get into trouble with no law about her.
That's
a
true.
Woman.
Well, except senior abuse, Sarge. You can't spank the ass because it could go into senior abuse.
Man, that ass was tight as spank. What are you kidding?
That was
good. This woman looked in shape, man.
So,
this woman looked good.
So necessary.
You know what?
I
He's right.
This woman looked good, man. I mean, she was not lacking for anything except maybe, you know,
right.
Up in her years.
Except for her ability to reproduce and have teeth. Yeah, I know.
Who cares?
No, well,
cares
you know what?
Teeth?
You know what? I remember, since I wasn't contemplating marriage,
right.
The fact that she was menopausal was somewhat of a
right.
plus.
You know, and it's funny because I would think doing doggy style, I would do it so rough to see if her teeth would fly out of her mouth as I push harder just for a perk as a bonus. I went too far.
I went too far. But then again, no teeth also has another side benefit to get this way.
That's right, Sarge. That's right.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, being a pervert like you are, I'm surprised it didn't come to you right away.
I love gummy.
I'm gonna write horror
gummy
stories,
gamma?
And this is the beginning
gamma
of all
gummy?
Of them.
Yeah, naughty Nana. I gotta read the book, get the movie,
Jesus
DVD. we're gonna get to our main story, but first, you know, it's Friday.
Are we actually gonna get to the main story?
We are. I'm really going to get to the main story. What is it, 30 minutes in? I need to get my coffee. But sometimes, everybody knows we take requests. Sarge has given me music requests. We take requests. Well, sometimes I'll do it from people who don't want to be known, anonymously. Brian, I want to make a request. I want to play this song, but don't say my name anonymously. The person listening will know who it is. Okay? This person did the same thing. Talking on this subject about
sex and
fetishes.
When we get back, I will be making fun of Brian on his own show.
We can't hear a listener. I'm with the listener. So this person says, Brian, I want to make a request. I like younger men. And will you please play this song for me to send a message out to the young men out there?
I swear to God, if this shit is disco, I'm going to be pissed off. I'm just
they're
going to
be loved. Signed anonymously.
It's going to be weird. Well, it's weird.
Signed
okay.
anonymously. Well, anonymously, I will play this for you. Yes, yes, a lady. And thank you a lot, Pat, for your request. Oops. We'll be right
Pat
back.
Pat is the closest thing that a Canadian can be to a saint.
To a what? I always wanted a girl.
That song goes out to all the young men from Pat Oberlin. She knows you're out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think the biggest time span I did was 20 years.
Yeah. Pat's out there, everybody. The young thing. Yes, nothing wrong
I'm
with
not
an older woman
that we
and
should
a younger
build
man.
The catapults because of Pat, but we should
Pat
build catapults regardless.
It's like she could be belong to be. BYU, right? Is it BYU?
What's
Brigham
that,
Young
Bailey?
University? Brigham Young University.
Oh, well, yeah.
Brigham Young. It is. It's Brigham Young University. It's a real university. Brigham Young.
I am not young enough to have a heart attack. You mofos are really pushing me here.
Should we go back to Kyle? Is Kyle? Are we done with Kyle, or we got to go back to Kyle?
Let's
are
go
we
back
done?
To Brian being a ridiculous individual.
Let's go back to Brian being ridiculous.
Dad, did you,
here you
did
go.
You really
one more time,
on.
Kyle. Here you go. This woman's, like I said, 80 and Kyle's about 30. Here we go. But she's more hornier than she is. She goes, you think I came here for your mind? Wink, wink. Can you imagine having sex? Maybe, like I said, maybe she's overhearing. Grandma, did you come? Do I want some rum? No, Grandma, did you come? I would like to have a sip, Sonny. No, but no, forget it. Here we go. Here's Kyle.
Your grandma.
Will you
clear it up to take home, though?
Oh, well, thank you.
they're going to college.
What's
you want to dance?
Yes,
yeah,
sure. Oh.
This one?
Thank you. The date with Karen was incredible. She was 100% my type.
Yeah.
Why does that sound like Brian?
Incontinence. Half out of her mind. And her medication was superb.
I'm talking about the guy, but it sounds like you.
Hey, you'll never visit my laundromat, Sonny. I'm going to put your name, I'm going to put your picture in my laundromat. Have you seen this man?
I'm so, don't try Brian's laundromat. Okay.
Yeah,
on my
Brian's Laundry. Brian's Laundry, where there's a camera in every tub. Hello. Okay, there you go.
I had a wonderful time with Kyle.
I have to be honest. I haven't been to a laundromat in years.
I just don't want it to end.
But she died.
My love for balloons is also a sexual love.
What? This guy loves balloons. These are my strange addictions. He has a love for balloons.
Is this a new thing?
I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ, man.
He's filling, you know when you tie up the balloon, he's filling it as it's a nipple. And I guess he's equating it to breasts, but he loves balloons. I mean, this is, here you go, listen.
My love for balloons is also a sexual love. When I see a beautiful balloon, my heart starts to flutter, and I get aroused. I'll take a 12-inch and I'll inflate it to 11-inch. That way it can take a lot of abuse. I'm holding one, you know, hugging it. I'll kiss it, and it's like being in heaven.
Right here. I love King, but I have to go there, King. Right here in Kansas City,
oh,
we love balloons. We love balloons and windmills.
Oh, my.
This guy, I don't know. There's guys out there. They walk among us. There are doctors. There are lawyers. There are therapists. These are not unusual people.
Do you know what we call them?
Yes, your friends.
Moving targets.
Okay.
There you go. Hold on. Here we go.
I mean, don't you like to hug and kiss the woman that you love?
He's in bed with his pants down, holding a balloon, a big-ass balloon. I'm just trying to tell you the visual. Here we go. There's actually a name for people who do this. They're called...
retards.
Retards. But there's actual name. It's called Loner, L-O-O-N-E-R, is a nickname for people with a sexual fetish for balloons.
That's a
They're
loner.
They're called loners. Yeah.
You're just telling me to recalibrate my rifle. I don't know.
This is, you know, this is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for killing, and this is for fun. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay, I watched Full Metal Jacket 2, did you?
There's lots of people out there that feel the same way as I do about balloons. But there's two groups of the lunar group. You got the poppers that get aroused by popping balloons, and you got your non-poppers. I'm a non-popper.
Julius's addiction to balloons started when he was hospitalized at just 4 years old.
My mother came to visit one time, and she gave me a real nice blue balloon. But that night, the nurse grabbed it, and I heard the balloon pop. So after she left, I just cried myself to sleep.
Since then, the sound of a balloon popping devastates Julius, and he even rescues balloons he believes to be in danger.
Oh. I'll go to car dealerships and... do what I call a balloon rescue. When they set them out early in the morning, they're really beautiful. And as the sun bakes on them, they get really dull, misshapen. I feel, you know, like I give them a second chance at life.
Really?
But Julius doesn't share his extreme love for balloons with many people.
The only people that know him is my family. My wife thinks it's strange, but she accepts it.
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old. And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
Oh, God. This guy is kissing his car and French kissing the muffler. He's in love with his car. And he's licking the car.
If these idiots would have been subject to some kind of enforced violence in their youth, it would have been different.
Know.
But now they're
I
humping balloons and cars.
Yeah, and cars.
What the hell? You want to hear a good one, guys?
Yeah.
You want to hear a real funny one?
Please, please,
yes,
please give
I
us
like
something
it.
That one-ups this.
Okay, my van was parked in front of my house. It was nighttime. I live in a townhouse complex, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these guys were goofing off. They're a bunch of teenagers, and one of them stripped down. Comes over to my van, didn't see me sitting there smoking. Starts humping my van. I said, if you get my van pregnant, you're in trouble. Like this. He just about shit himself and starts running. So I'm
did
a
he
bitch,
run?
Right?
No, did, were his pants around his legs, and when he run, he waddled?
No, he had no pants on.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So
he
only had
for
his
the
runners
long haul.
On. Anyhow, so I went over across the sidewalk and picked up his clothes and brought them back to my front door. He had to come ask me for his clothes.
Oh, geez. That's pretty smart. You know that? That's actually smart.
He put on somebody else's underwear to come ask me, right? And he says, can I have my
shoes,
please?
Is this one of those
please?
Only in Canada situations? Or does that happen like Scandinavia too?
Anyhow, he asked me for his shoes, and I said, dear, you're wearing them. He was so rattled.
You, sometimes you get a little, I like your humor, Pat. Wow.
I said, do you really think you should be doing this to Vans?
Now, did you make friends with him? Or well, because you have a good sense of humor about it. Most people would have freaked
no,
the fuck out.
No, he was too embarrassed, honey. He was way too embarrassed. I don't
just
think he ever came
like
back
big,
to the
like 300-pound biker would have answered the door when he came to ask for his clothes.
Oh. Yeah, really?
That would have been a thing.
Yo. Oh, man. There's some strange things. Well, here you go. And this guy's in love with his car, and he's kissing it, and he's like what Pat said. He's going to hump it.
Morning, baby. Handsome man.
He probably does.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship.
Handsome man. Let me tell you something. You can ask any guy in this studio, I guarantee you, without knowing them. I guarantee you, ladies, you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you about men. We name our cars. And we don't call it good morning, handsome man. We give our cars women names. We don't give it man names. I'm going to go to Sarge. Sarge, did you ever name your car in your lifetime?
Man,
did you ever name the car?
Yeah, man. And every time it was a feminine name. You ever see those aircraft from World War II, those heavy bombers and the fighters and all that? And they had on those aircraft. 70 to 80% of the time, it was some curvaceous nude women or some woman in little attire with some risque pose almost every single time. You ought to look at that art. Some of that art is outstanding.
Exactly.
All after women.
Yeah.
Not naming stuff after women. Why do they have women on their planes and on their boats?
Boats, too,
same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You call a boat
her.
She's thinking.
I know that you name it after females and whatnot. I'm saying because it's a maiden voyage. The first time you crack the bottle over.
Exactly. There you go.
Yes, sir.
There's no doubt about it.
Why did they put
our association.
Those on their planes?
Huh?
Mm.
Why did they put those naked ladies on their planes?
Because it reminded them what they were fighting for.
They're pinups.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, exactly, Sarge. It reminds you what you're fighting for. It reminds
that's right.
you
women.
What you're fighting
women.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And then we go over. Then we
absolutely.
Go overseas and we rape the other women.
Wow. First of all, no, that was more of an Asian thing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And you notice now,
since now all of a sudden, We've got an increasing feminization in armed forces. That sort of thing is utterly verboten now. They can't do that anymore.
You're telling me it's not a good idea to have pregnant lady fighter pilot suits?
I wouldn't dare. I might get canceled.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Everything
we're
is stupid. Because
we all know that, you know, because, I mean, it's amazing how they got this duality of mind. On the one hand, they regularly refer to us that we have to be very careful with women because they're in a delicate condition if they're pregnant. And then on the other hand, we're told it's no impediment whatsoever to pull in 9 G's as a fighter pilot. It's amazing. It's whatever they need it to be is what it's going to be.
Somebody in utero, I guarantee that's not going to mix like a what's that called?
I don't know. Look, the one thing I am no longer attempting to do is to reconcile the illogic. I just accept the fact that there will be illogic, there will be irrationality, and I'm going to have to deal with it on a case-by-case basis as it comes.
I agree with you.
Is your sense of humor stronger today than it was 5 years ago?
Oh, infinitely. It has to be. You go crazy.
I was going to say the same thing. You just got to laugh at the shit. Well, and later after this, we have a woman who drinks her own urine. But here we go. Let's look at the guy with the car.
What the
here
hell?
Here we go.
With a car that he's named Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
Love you, baby. It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build model cars. But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle line.
All right. It's not hard to figure out here.
Oh, by the way, Brian.
Yeah.
I got this book
about these F-105 fighter pilots in Vietnam. And one of these guys that are very famous, because guys were having trouble hooking up to the aerial tanker. You know, when they had to refuel? When they had to refuel to go on. So what they did was they painted a picture of a naked woman with her legs spread where the nozzle for the tanker goes in. And the Air Force knew, the Air Force was well known throughout the Air Force, and nobody did anything about it. So somebody got some offended general somewhere got wind of it and decided to tell them, no, you got to take it off. I'll even send you the picture if you want to see it.
I would love to see it. I think I can almost picture it.
This F-105 pilot had Thunder Chief, what it was called, big, heavy fighter bomber, ran like fastest goddamn thing in the world on the deck. I mean, that's just flat out, so flat out like nothing.
You know his call sign?
Anyway, he put this picture of this woman. It was famous throughout the Air Force. And I got a picture of it. I might send it to you. I think you'd appreciate it being the pervert you are.
Thank you, sir. I'm a connoisseur.
Ryan is definitely a pervert.
And I live
in one too.
That's where I go as low as a connoisseur. Yes, sir.
But can you imagine anybody in the Air Force today think they get away with that now? Under any such
thing? No, you
thing.
Can't. You can't.
God,
you
can you imagine
the
outfit from the blue nose?
You know how they can get away with that? All they have to do is say, no, that's an image of a they-them.
No, they can tell them it's transgender. Transgender representation. Yeah, that's not to get away with it.
It's not about the whole. It's about what goes into it because that's not a woman. That's the dick thing.
Yeah, but the F-105 was identifying as a woman.
Exactly. You know, it was the funniest thing that happened, and the Navy actually apologized for this. It was, and I'm sorry that they did. They apologized, and I'm sorry that they did. They got activated, and they're going to the Middle East. I think at that time we're going to war with some of the Iraqi people. Saddam Hussein.
You mean Desert Storm?
Desert Storm.
Yeah, I think it was Desert Storm. And so they
Desert
had
Storm
on this
when
battleship.
Iraq went into Kuwait.
Yeah, you should have seen
that
Iraq
was 1991.
When I saw it.
That would be 1991, Brian.
I know. My dad was there.
That's true. Okay.
Me too.
So they had this beautiful.
You hear that hashtag
ship.
Me too, Sarge.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had this beautiful battleship going out, and there was this huge ass banner on it. It says, "I have to travel 3,000 miles to smoke a camel." That's what it had on it.
You can't do that kind of thing anymore, man.
They had to apologize.
It's just too politically incorrect.
Yeah, I know.
You can do that. A lot of people aren't going to laugh anymore.
I did. The smoke a camel, that was the funniest shit. I'm going, finally we're back to the old days, you know. Let's see, where are we? Okay, here's the lady, one more last one, and then we'll go really quickly down to other fetishes and why, if you have one, that it might be abnormal, blah, 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 before we get to the main thing. God, it's 9 minutes.
Okay.
I didn't get to the serious part, but here's one woman who likes to drink her urine. I can't let you guys. Here she is. Listen to this, urine person. Here we go.
And I'm addicted to drinking my urine.
Listen to the voice of that woman. Wow. Only in Colorado.
Red Springs, Colorado. And I'm addicted to drinking my urine. I drink it like I'm in a beer drinking contest. It's easier to drink than water.
For the past 4 years, Carrie has been drinking nearly all of her urine. It started as just one glass in the morning. Now she consumes up to 5 glasses every day.
I like warm pee.
Oh, God.
It's comforting. The first time I drank my urine, I didn't throw up. And it wasn't horrible. So I thought, you know what? I can do this. My urine doesn't smell. Depending on what I eat. Today it tastes a whole lot different than it did 4 years ago. Sometimes it's salty. Sometimes it tastes like plum champagne. Mmm.
Maybe a little lemony.
Maybe a little lemony. You know, this is why we don't put mentally ill people away.
Can you explain to me why she sounds like she's in an episode of G.I. Joe? Like, I can do this.
Exactly. We don't put mentally people away anymore. We just give them a primetime show that we think, and it's called the Learning Channel, by the way, that she drinks her urine.
It's called reality TV.
Yeah, yeah, I can't even go through the rest of it. Here's some stuff really quickly. We only have 8 minutes left. 28 sex fetishes and kinks that are actually common. These are things that are in common. I'm going to go really quickly. Tell me when to stop if you find something.
Stop before
you're
you
interested
start.
In. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, I'm waiting.
That's what she said. 28 sex fetishes and kinks that are actually in common. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one, impact play. Anybody know anything about impact play? This is what this means is spanking, flogging, paddling, and other forms of consensual striking. The BDSM community loves this shit. Right?
Gross. Keep
you
going.
Know what I mean? Okay, I'll keep going. They can range from a high slap on the bum to a crack of the whip on the ass.
No, I meant go to the next one. I know what it
next
means.
Next one. Okay, two, role-playing. That's number two. You don't have to stop playing make-believe when you grow up.
She's a carrot, you're a rabbit. I get it. Keep going.
Right, you get it. You get it? Sarge is just okay, you want me to move on? You know what? Oh, my God. It says here, for instance, if you have a medical fantasy and you are aroused by doctors.
It's called Munchausen syndrome. Keep going.
Munchausen syndrome. It says you probably don't actually want your doctor to get sexy with you because that would be creepy and abusive. So the beauty of role-playing is that you can have your partner dress up as a doctor. See, that would just make my blood pressure go up and be
I
no good.
I just
want to
write this down. This
time.
Is the beginning of, like, every horror movie ever.
Every horror movie.
Why do I not have
my girl
a pen?
Dressed up as, no, my blood pressure is way too high. No, I stroke and die. And indulge your fantasy consensually in your own home. Number three is a foot fetish. I don't understand it, but it's that's number three.
You're not supposed to understand it. That's why they're weird.
I don't just understand it.
Somebody told me if I took pictures of my feet, I could sell them. And I
really?
Said, are you fucking crazy?
That's
you
the
know,
beginning of the apocalypse. That's literally in the Bible.
I've got bunions, for God's sake.
Those are...
That's how it starts.
Well, look, guys. I mean, why do you think so many women stilettos are open-toed and so much?
That's true.
Front?
The stilettos are cool, but not many women can wear a stiletto. But yeah, if you find.
Well, not only that, it's not just stilettos. They're also most of the foot is exposed in many of them that are considered the sexiest.
Yeah, but if you have a foot fetish, is bunions an extra thing? Is it a bonus? Because Pat
knows weird bunions. People also like foot. The foot is weird. Bunions is weird. Those people in Asia that clump up their feet to stand taller. Yeah, no, everything
yeah,
about
foot binding. It's called foot binding.
Oh. Well, you mean foot binding. You wrap your feet like you're...
Foot binding to people in Cambodia is the same thing as those people in Africa that wear those neck extenders.
Wow.
Same thing.
Yeah,
weird
China, too.
Body
China, they
mutilation.
Did a lot of foot binding. They start when a girl is young. They start when a girl is young, and they bind
oh,
the foot
yeah,
up to
I heard of
that. Grow all the way out.
Yes.
Right. And it's considered to be
that's
more sexually attractive than a normal woman's foot.
Yeah, I heard
all
of
things
that.
About
yes,
feet are gross.
Disgusting.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay, number four, anal sex. And if you don't know what that is, good
gay?
For you. Josh, would you like to explain what anal sex is?
Doing what men can only do with other men. Keep going, please.
What kind of sex class is this?
It's just not. I'm sorry, man. That just ain't appealing for me. That orifice was not made for that purpose.
You're talking about avoiding it because
I mean,
it's not the point of it. Yeah, I know. We should keep going.
Because of the fact that the membranes there are delicate, easily damaged,
right,
and easily transmit infections and germs and pathogens.
What about the female? Really? But you're right. No, it's always sex. Isn't it just a form of control? But
it's
sex.
Isn't that
what it is? It's not. I don't know if you can enjoy it.
I'm sorry. That is the least appealing. That is the least appealing type of sexual activity for me. I don't know about you.
Well, let's go to our sexual expert, Pat. Pat.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't either. Okay, it's off the charts.
That's the one thing. That's the one. When I used to watch porn movies, that's the one thing they always fast forward.
Back when you had them on VHS. Damn it, Sarge.
All right, let me get to the story.
You keep making me bring up your age,
I didn't even want to see it. I don't want to say it. I had nothing to do with it, man. I'm sorry. Nope.
I know. Nobody should.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
Back to the story. We all agree that butt sex is disgusting.
Gay as fuck.
But,
keep going.
Okay. It
has
says
nothing
here,
to do with being gay.
The butt sex?
Yeah,
sodomy.
Sodomy can be heterosexual or homosexual. It's still sodomy.
It could be.
What's the thing is heterosexual butt sex?
You have sodomy with a woman. That's still sodomy.
Oh, my God. So isn't that thing? Didn't they name that after a city of people who were?
Yeah, Sodom in the Bible. Yeah, it got wiped out.
I know, it's biblical.
God wiped it out.
What did God do with that? He just destroyed them. It was really, really
easy. Okay, and here we go.
That's why they call them sodomites.
10 good people.
That's why they call them sodomites.
I know the Bible.
Lingerie is a fetish. There are people who get off on, and I don't understand that either. I mean, you see your woman, you see her naked, just because she's wearing something lacy doesn't mean that she's another woman. It's the same woman. It's just that you're paying more to see her naked. Forget that shit. Go right to the nuts and berries. I say go right to the honeypot. Why do women need to have lingerie? And most women say because it makes them feel sexy. It's not that it makes the man sexy. It makes them feel sexy.
Pat, did Brian just call them nothing berries?
Nothing berries.
I mean, wait a minute. Don't we accept the notion
I just
that
want to
clothing,
write that down for the future reference?
Yeah, but don't we accept the notion that clothing can make you more attractive?
Absolutely. I don't know. Unless
clothing
she's really ugly. Doesn't mean it's not
the same principle.
Does clothing make you more attractive?
Look, as much as I despise the guy, I got to admit, Eric Adams is well dressed. Right?
Eric Adams.
Now there's no doubt that his couture makes him more appealing than he otherwise would be.
All right, so the stuff that actually matters.
That's meaningless these days.
A female is wearing a sundress that shows she's covered 65%. Yeah, she's going to be more appealing, and somebody is not going to look at her like somebody that they're trying to bone.
Well, given the fact that we have to wear clothes, as a matter of custom and law in many places, we have to wear clothes. You pick clothes that enhance your appearance.
That's true.
Or you can, anyway.
There's
guys who stuff their junk with socks, and there's some women who stuff you in their bra with toilet paper. Unless you have a cold, that's not attractive at all.
Yeah, but that's the same principle with lingerie. Even though it's
deceptive.
Even though it's less clothing, there's no doubt. I don't know about you. But there is no doubt that a woman, a good-looking one particularly in lingerie, even a kind of ugly woman in lingerie, looks better than a lot of than otherwise. I'm just saying, it just is. It just is. It has to do with the way we people perceive things and the way we see in things, and the way that we could change our appearance simply by the garments that we don.
That's true. Well,
I'm going to read you the last story and we're going to go. So, I mean, there's more, so I'll do that Monday. Things that went out, you know, 28 sexy things that are normal that you may find kinky. But here's the last story. I figured you get, you know, I don't understand guys. I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand. And ladies, when a guy approaches you with this, he's not interested in you. And every man in this studio will tell you the same. You ever have your guy approach you and say, you know what, we should have a threesome with your girlfriend?
No, that's a piece of me thing.
Yeah, I'm serious. That has happened. Their fantasy is to bring in another woman, not a guy.
What the hell
could
you possibly expect to come out of that other than being laid next to your friend?
Why do
married couples do that sort of thing, then?
That's
because
a story
they
I'm going to
don't
read.
Appreciate
that
the sacrament of
wrong.
Marriage.
And if your husband doesn't want you, why would I want you? If he's in a swing party and he says, here, take my wife, please. I'm saying, what's wrong with her? She's probably defective. I don't want it. If
I would
you
agree.
Don't want her, why would I want her? And
that's
I got higher morals
Christian
than you.
People do.
Yeah. Well, here it is. First attempt at swinging. I will read it really fast. First attempt of swinging went horribly wrong. My
That's
wife and I
behavior.
Are both 23 years old. That's what the first thing was wrong. You're 23. Why are you married at 23? That's your first
Oh, no. 23-year-olds are really smart. I want everyone to know that.
She's 20. We're on a trip out of town, and last weekend we decided to venture into swing scene by attending a club. Now, most swing parties are people who are in their, I would say, 47
Sad and depressed
years.
And retarded.
Right, and a little older. You're not going to swing at 24. Maybe 30 you'll start swinging because you're tired of your wife. But
swing parties are full of sad people, not smart people.
They're usually older group, though, aren't they? You don't really get
I know, because the older you
get,
if you don't have
a swing party.
If you don't have any kind of satisfaction, the older you get, the more you're willing to participate in this nonsense.
Well, it's to some people it's a form of culture, not nonsense. Here it is. The club was having an open house for non-members, couples and singles. We connected with a couple there and went into one of the private rooms with them at the two wives and with them and the two wives started doing oral sex on us husbands. I just was having nerves and anxiety, and I couldn't really get a good erection after a few minutes of trying this other woman. Just gave up, and, oh, my God, I can't even read it. I couldn't really get in a good erection, and after a few minutes of trying this other woman, I just gave up, and her husband left. I was feeling pretty down about it. My wife and I went back into the other room. My wife wanted another drink, so I said, let's go get one.
And that's when the hip belt
came
in.
Got up. Now, what could happen here? You're at a swing club. You take your wife, right? Here's the move. Is this the move of the wife? The move is, I got to go to the bathroom or you go get me a drink. That's the move to get you out of the picture. Am I right, guys? You're at a swing club, and she says, would you go get me a drink?
Go to a swing club.
Exactly.
That's the
but
move,
come
guys.
On. You're there. This is her getting rid of him. Do you guys agree on that?
No.
Yeah, she wanted to stay there and have another drink. What does that tell us? It was horribly wrong
She's
for
a whore.
Him. And she wanted to stay and have another drink, and she wanted him to go get one. What does that tell you?
She wanted to take it. She wanted to get an STD.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I'll never forget swing clothes because... because of swing clubs, or allegations around a swing club, that is what condemned us and damned the world to getting Barack Obama as president of the United States, because it caused the Republican Party to get rid of Jack Ryan when he took his wife, Jerry Ryan, to a swing club. I will never forgive swing clubs for helping to give us Barack Hussein Obama.
Only you could take a swing club and lead it to President Obama.
Damn right, and I'll never forget it.
I
will never forget it. That's the reason we got that bastard, and that's the reason we got Joe Biden.
Whoa. Oh, no, you're on to politics again.
I got to be, because you bought it up. Swing clubs, Barack Obama, Jack Ryan, the Republican Party. Oh, we can't have a guy who takes his wife to swing club. We got to replace him. Oh, no. Oh, God, I'll never forget her.
Yeah.
Barack Obama never went to a swing club. Biden never went
I didn't
to a swing
say that.
Club.
You didn't hear what I just said, did you? I didn't say
okay.
that. I said Jack Ryan did. He took his wife there, and they found
Jack
out
Ryan,
about
Jack
it, made
Ryan
a big scandal about it, and that's why he got disqualified from running in the Senate, and that led to them, you know, torpedoing Alan Keyes when he came in.
Okay.
And that's why we got that bastard Obama as president of the United States eventually. And now we got Joe Biden. Joe Biden is also part of his legacy.
When you
Let's
look at
go,
Joe
Brandon.
Biden, you can see swing club all over his face, man. You know he went sex.
Man, you see Hunter
Just
Biden, can't you?
All over
you
his face.
You see Hunter Biden, can't you?
And when Biden face. Whispers to you, he is saying, he's play it backwards, and is saying that I want to lick your wife's pussy. So when he whispers to you, play that shit backwards, and you can hear the demon in him.
You at least want to snip it. You at least want to snip it.
Get out of here.
Man, I swear to God.
Okay,
man.
I wasn't going there. I was just saying that it's
only
kind of fucking
to take
retarded.
A swing club into politics where Biden... All right, here we go.
Well,
so he says,
I'm
going
to have to do it because you won't.
My wife and I went. Well, I could take it to Trump with Epstein, but I'm
he's,
not going to go
he's
there.
He's hopping on that grenade for you, Brian.
I know.
Jack Ryan would have beat Obama as senator. There was no way he was going to get elected over Jack Ryan. But man, that Jack Ryan. By the way, it was Barack Obama's camp who exposed all that stuff. Got a judge to unseal those divorce records in an underhanded, scurrilous manner that led to those revelations.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to argue with that. But I got to finish this thing with this story. You want to hear how the story actually
against your will,
came out?
Gun to your head, you're going to finish that?
I got to finish it. It's in my head. So anyway, back
this
to
this. This is how World War III starts.
That's how it is. That's how we get our first hostage. It's in my head. So anyway, no, but check this out. Check the move out. So I was feeling pretty down about it. My wife and I went back out into the main area of the club. My wife wanted another drink, so I said, I will go get one. So he's the dumb fuck that says, I'll go get it, instead of saying, let's go get one.
He was the dumb fuck that took her there to begin with.
I think so, too. I had gone to the bathroom, got us two drinks, was gone about 15 minutes, and went back to where I had left my wife, and she wasn't there. Oh, my, really? One of the bouncers.
No way, because she's getting railed by three different guys at the same time. No way.
Exactly. One of the bouncers that we had talked to before saw I looked lost and said, if I was looking for my wife, she went back into the room where we were before. When I went into the room, she was on her knees with three guys. You're right, Josh, three guys.
Three is the magic number, by the way, for hookers, but I don't know. People should write that down.
Yeah.
She was on her knees
with
three guys.
I'm just curious, though, Brian. If you'd had a shot to take on 7 of 9 at a swingers club, would you have hit that up?
Nope.
Brian doesn't go to a swingers club because, as though,
oh,
even though he's,
them.
He's, oh, why
I
would you do
to,
this?
I was
trying to give you a compliment.
I know you're
Brian,
trying,
you
but
do
I'm
know
trying
what 7 of 9 was. You know what 7 of 9 was, don't you, Brian?
Yes, I do know what 7 of 9 is.
Okay.
Gross.
I'm just wondering if you would have hit it if you had shot.
Disgusting behavior.
Oh. Shame on you, Sarge. We bring out the dark side of
Sarge. I'm just asking, man. We talk about fetishes, ain't we? I'm just asking.
We are. All right. Well,
disgusting behavior.
I, his wife went in the room. She was on her knees with three guys standing around her, and she was performing oral sex with them. She saw me, paused, and just shrugged her shoulders and went back to having oral sex with them. I felt awkward. You really just felt awkward? I felt awkward about this. And you know it's right because he has so many this. He spelled this T-H-S-I. You know, so many incorrect words. But I felt awkward about this, but didn't say anything. She eventually moved to a paddle bench and laid on her back, and on one of the guys got her on her knees, and they began having sex. At that point, I got upset. Oh, at that point, you got upset. Okay. At that point, I got upset, and I just left the room and went back into the bar. About 45 minutes later, my wife ended up joining me in the bar again, saw I was upset, and she just told me to chill out. The next day, I told her I was upset over what happened. And
That sounds like a good point before even showing up, get a, I don't know, a sizable life insurance policy, figure out an alibi, you know.
Exactly. And I told her I was upset over what happened, and she professed she did nothing wrong and told me to just drop it. The past week has been a rather cool relationship with Wise with us. Wise, this guy's misspelling all over the place. I want to discuss this
because
more
he
with
let
her,
another
but
guy
I do not
wife.
Know how to bring this subject up again. I can feel the last time we were on the verge of a poor decision with me about it, but she seemed pretty adamant last time that she did nothing wrong. I should add that we are no time discuss having single men involved in our swinging. I thought it was a given that it would be a couple of things for us women. Am I making too much out of this? I am afraid
I have a question.
And that's it. That's the story.
I have a question. How many men are the one? How many men that aren't like Little John, multimillionaire people that were like, oh, if I only didn't marry this woman. How many outside of that Hollywood crowd, how many of them are suggesting swinging? And how many women, just run-of-the-mill, women all across the country are suggesting that they open their relationship between
Well, I don't know. I haven't, that's a good thing. I haven't really looked at open relationships, and we'll do that next Friday. But that's
There's
interesting.
There's no such thing
I don't
as an open relationship. The point of a relationship
I don't know. Sarge loved his wife more than anything. Sarge, could you imagine sharing your wife with another man at all while you watched? Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he's still here.
That's,
okay.
Isn't that called cuckoldry?
I don't know. Pat, can you imagine
Hello,
sharing
I'm sorry.
John
I'm sorry.
You?
I had myself on mute, Brian.
Okay.
I mean, the idea of sharing her with another man was utterly anathema to me. But I could definitely see her appeal for the mix. I look at the way other men looked at her. That's
right.
When she walked away. So
right.
I understood the appeal she had. But man, I could know. I wouldn't even think of such a thing.
Right. And actually, I don't know if King is still here, my brother, but I'll just do this. He's probably listening, but if he can get to the phone, that's okay. I don't think any man here will feel comfortable sharing their woman with somebody else. Pat, now, Pat's been married for a long period of time. Pat, can you imagine John with another woman and you watch? How'd that feel?
No, but I did that with my last boyfriend.
Oh, did you really? How did it go?
I kind of told him to hit the road after, and he took up with the one that he was playing with. And it was
out,
my idea in the first
out,
place,
out,
but
no,
I,
right there. Were you
I
the
think
one
I was trying to get rid of him.
No. Were you the one
okay.
participating outside the relationship, or was he the one participating outside the relationship?
We were both. I mean, it was a mutual decision. It was mostly my idea.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't,
it's a good time
do that.
To remind everybody about the Crusades when we drove the heathens into the desert.
The heathens. And I'll never forget that.
I can't. I want to stop. You guys keep giving me ammunition. I'm over here like sitting on a Gatling gun.
But you know what's interesting, and just, and I think Sarge and King will tell me the same thing. If you're going to, and I've noticed this in clubs, if you're going to offer your wife, especially your wife, she will be treated very badly. But she will be treated very badly. They will use her
obviously
as a cum disposal unit.
There is
they
no
never
positive outcome for anybody that goes into an orgy.
I know. Well, there is some outcome, but I don't know if it's positive.
No, there's no
yeah,
positive
yeah,
outcome.
Yeah, there's outcomes, all right.
There is a lot of outcomes.
Nothing positive.
I want to thank you guys for spending your Friday with me.
Oh, you
so
too.
Nice.
Thank you.
To have... What was
holy
it?
Crap,
so
was that
nice
really
to
the end of the episode?
Time together.
You're welcome.
Just to, is that Mr. King? Mr. King. Thank you, Mr. King.
Yeah.
I want to thank...
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. I want to thank Pretty Pat, as in her... We can't wait for her bakery to open up called Patty Cakes. Bakery. Yeah, baby.
It would all
Patty
be
cakes.
Spiked. It would all be
yes,
spiked.
Yes, with the herb. With the herb. That's why we go there. You know, it's the only one that you can buy the bakery, or, you know, you buy some of the products, and then you get hungry for it more because what's in it. It's like, I want that cupcake, and I want this one, and I want this celery roll, Sesame Street. Pat, ladies and gentlemen, the famous psychic, she is famous, and you can reach her on Niagara. Help me out, Pat. Niagara.com.
Spiritual Niagara.
There you go. SpiritualNiagara.com. There's Pat.
No, dot
yeah.
CA, honey. If it's in Canada, it's dot CA.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we have different based on how we actually invented it.
That's Niagara. What is Niagara? Is that close to New York? Are you on the borderline of New York or
no,
Buffalo?
Yeah, because there
is
a Niagara Falls, New York.
Right.
There's Niagara Falls, Canada, and Niagara Falls, New York. And we're
it's
very
the same
close
exact
to
thing,
Buffalo.
But there's a border.
Not really. We got the better falls.
You never had anybody go over in a barrel.
Yeah, we have.
Okay,
I
fine.
Bet you
all right. Did. Expert on Niagara Falls over there. Okay. I'm sorry. That's
But anyhow,
the
no, we're very close to Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah,
okay,
it's literally
you.
Right next to Buffalo.
Wow. There you go, Pat.
Like
20 Buffalo.
Miles northeast. Or,
yeah.
I'm sorry, northwest.
Niagara Falls. Pat from Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to thank, there's like 5 111s in the studio. Thank you guys for listening and not putting your one up in the air and supporting the show. Thank you, ones. Thank you, ones. I want to thank David, also
That's
known
a
as the King
heart.
Of Kings, the single father who is a great... He's a great motivator and model to me and a good friend. And he's going to be building your planes. And next time you're on the plane, think of King. And you'll get there safely. Thank you, King, for coming in the studio today. King, everybody.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, King. King's famous song is like is loving, touching. It's a Valentine's Day song called I Don't Give a Damn. Thank you, King, for Valentine's Day. He's the Tony Bennett of rap.
Tony Bennett of rap?
Yeah, King's
what?
The lover. He's the Tony Bennett of rap. He's the lover. He's a crooner. He's great.
What?
He's a musician. That's
yeah,
it.
Tony Bennett of rap?
Yeah, Tony Bennett was
I'm just,
the crooner of love.
I'm just trying
love.
To, like,
King
mentally picture
rap,
what that would even... I'm just trying to
okay,
mentally
picture
Okay,
anybody get
the
correlation?
Like,
he's a lover-songwriter.
He's gonna be, like, elevator music? of the rap game?
No, no. Tony Bennett didn't do elevator music. You know what?
I know
Sting
he didn't
do an
elevator
music.
Did his
Sting's
music,
music is
an
in the coffee houses, and they don't make sense no more. You ever listen to Sting's new stuff? Oh, my God, it's the worst of the worst. Anyway.
Yeah, because he got a big head.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Not to you.
I want to thank Joshua.
Why don't you? No, nah, don't put on the plot. I'm the provocateur here, apparently.
Purgatory. I'm sorry, it's purgatory. There's a thing on the wall says.
You're mincing words there, bud.
I know. Well, I'm saying, how do you say purgatory? Did I say it right? Purgatory? Hell? In hell?
Purgatory.
There's
the
a writing on the wall says.
Between heaven and
what
hell?
Would Josh do? What would Josh do? I don't know. But he's a good guy.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Good sense of humor.
Keep it anonymous. Keep it strange all the time. You have no idea. Probably
yeah,
not
does,
do the wrong thing, though. Like,
he
go
does
to
keep
sex
it strange.
Clubs.
What would we do without
orgies.
Josh? Josh, everybody, here you go.
Don't do it. Don't do it. He's fucking sorry.
Yeah.
Was
and
it worth it? You feel
it
good about yourself now.
Was it good for you? Was it good for you?
No, not at all.
No,
I feel like I showed up at a sex party.
Not allowed in my laundromat. I think I'll change my name to Matt.
But I brought
that way
the,
my name
I brought the ponytail.
Laundromat. Ponytail. Oh, you get away from my ponytail.
You fucking
Ethan.
Did that. I didn't do that. You did that.
Without law and order, we would have chaos. That's why we have Sarge in the studio. He would set us straight. He'd keep us on a narrow path. He would make sure that nothing gets, the lines do not get blurred.
And
he, and
will,
he say, will
let you know when you are wrong very loudly.
Yes, he will. Sarge, everybody. Thank you, Sarge. Thank you, Sarge.
Hey, God bless you, Sarge.
Well, kids, I don't think I forgot. I think I got everybody here and the other thing. You guys have a great weekend. Be safe. I don't even know what's happening. I'm going to Arizona Sunday. I'll be back. Oh, I will not be on Monday because I'm coming back from Arizona. I'm leaving Sunday and coming back late Monday night. And that's it. I used to have a thing when I used to go. I don't do it anymore. Is I used to have bathroom tours when I travel. These are the places I stop, and I would take the picture of the urinal. I don't know why I did it. It was some
and
people
then he
going,
went to North Korea, and everything got depressing.
We would just go, and here's the bathroom in Vegas, and I would take a picture of the urinal. And they're going, I don't know why I keep watching this. It just
You're just
doesn't
watching
make sense.
The STDs crawl around.
So I will not do the urinal journals anymore. All right. Pat would love the urinal journals.
Yeah, that was never a good idea, by the way.
I wasn't. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and it's Friday. Be safe. I'll see you guys Tuesday, huh? I'll see you Tuesday. See you Tuesday.
Could be up. All right, folks. Take
yes,
care, everybody.
Thank you.
Especially you Canadians.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
eh?
You.
Eh?
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, I don't know what songs we did. Where's no? Well, everybody just left. I was going to play King's song, but he just
You
left.
Know what you
but
did.
But I'll play this song for Pat because it brings back memories. No, this song brings back memories for me and my heyday. Here you go. This is my song and my heyday.
I swear
See
to God,
you guys
I have one single violin.
Hey, baby. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You don't